What's Up Fandom Night, Episode 11, What's Up 5.
Welcome to Fandom Night, the show that's still waiting for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Dynasty Warriors game. It'll never happen. I'm William Bush, Reploid Bill, and let's do the co-host thing.
Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Scott Action Jackson.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
To break up some of the monotony, because we've literally done like four Final Fantasies in a row, it is time finally for What's Up 5. So, what's up?
I moved.
This is true.
An hour and a half away.
It was very true. Moved it in.
Yeah, I was the moved in for like a couple days. That sucked.
This is, yeah.
And now I'm the moved a din. Because I got all moved it in.
That's what you got.
I moved.
Wow.
It sucked.
Did all kinds of stuff.
I moved, I beat Legends of Zelda Link Between Worlds. That game was fucking awesome.
Yep.
So
Shane,
if you haven't played it,
he
go fucking
it,
play
he
it.
He likes it.
It was good. Been playing Skyrim with a girlfriend. Other than that, really nothing. I got nothing.
Sweet.
Well, let's see. I have been watching Dragon Ball Z in Blu-ray.
Yep, the remastery. Yep.
Been doing that.
You notice one of the things that makes it look really, really, really good?
The fact that it's in Blu-ray.
The orange box that you've been watching?
Yeah.
You know that Dragon Ball was not filmed in widescreen.
I noticed that. When I watched it in my orange box, it was...
They cut the sides off.
Yep.
And then, so they could zoom in and stretch the image just the littlest bit. And it still looked good, took up your whole TV, but it doesn't look as good as the Blu-ray, because when they put it back in letterbox, it looked a hell of a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instantly. Even without the Blu-ray upscale, it would have looked better.
Yeah, I've been... I'm on season 2. So... And then I've been periodically going back to The Last of Us on PS4.
How does it look on the PS4?
It looks really fucking sweet. I have to say yes. Makes the PS3 version look poopy.
I read about it, and Review Tech USA had talked about it a little bit. They're, he doesn't like all this remake HD stuff that's been happening, but he says that with The Last of Us, he said it really did seem to make a real difference. And he says that he hates this whole concept because he doesn't like the idea of double dipping. And a lot of these places are really starting to figure something out. If I already have Ghostbusters on DVD, if they release the Blu-ray, I'm going to buy it. And I love that. I love to be able to see something that I grew up with. Like, I rebought Superman.
Right.
Because I love the Christopher Reeve movies. Well, I get it, and I start to watch it, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, it looks crazy good. And for me, that brings a whole new life to it that wasn't there before. And he doesn't like that shit. He hates all this re-dipping.
I understand.
It means he's going to be hating real hard when Gauntlet releases on the PC.
I don't know. Because he also said... He said, here's what bothers him about it. When they redo PS3 games for the PS4, he says it's redundant. It doesn't need a remake. It doesn't make any sense. He says, this is the only generation of gaming that we've gone through this. And he's right. When we went from 16 bits to the PlayStation, We didn't do that. They didn't bring a whole bunch of Super Nintendo games and whatnot and be like, hey, here you go.
Not in the same terms.
They ported stuff, especially...
Like what?
Well,
like
Final Fantasy IV, Final Fantasy V, Final Fantasy VI, Chrono Trigger.
Not the same thing. Because those, all they did was take the Super Nintendo game and basically give it to you.
Still a port, though.
It's a port.
You said we didn't see those moved over.
No, it is not the same thing. He's pissed off about, they made Tomb Raider. Why did they already remake Tomb Raider? They've already upscaled the graphics and re-released it again.
Well, they also added in an entire game engine just for Lara Croft's hair.
It wasn't even a year old.
I'm not even joking with that. Lara Croft's hair actually has its own game engine mechanic.
Right, but I agree with him. It wasn't even a year old.
Yes,
what the fuck was the point?
It was
because a lot of people are getting rid of their older systems, that way they can get the newer systems.
I can't see...
There's been a lot of people doing that, man.
I can't see myself doing that because there's still PS3 games
there
and 360 games I want to play.
See, that's
some people
like,
don't care, though.
Some people move up to the next system, but here's the thing, and I still agree with him 100%. If you had a PS3 and you played Tomb Raider, and you're the kind of person that wants to move to the new system, see new stuff, then once again, it is fucking redundant and retarded for you to go out and buy a PS3 game for your PS4. It looks better, but guess what? That's still a PS3 game. If you are the kind of person that wanted to move to PS4 and throw your old lineage away, why the fuck would you buy a PS3 game?
Well, I'll help you out with this one. Oh, because
I'm
the one doing it.
People who made the switch from different systems.
You're the one doing it.
Yes. I did play The Last of Us on the PS3 and beat it. And it was a great game.
I played his copy and beat it.
It was probably one of the best PS3 games.
That one deserved to be able to port over.
When they brought it to the PS4, obviously they upscaled it, and they put all the DLC that came with it into one game. And I wanted to pretty much what it is, because the PS4 launched in November.
Mm-hmm.
How many launch title games are you know? They're not that great. We all know that. It takes a while for a console
Knack
to start
terrible.
Getting going.
Some were even pushed back, though. So
yeah, there's
and then,
quite
so,
a few
so,
games.
So a
back.
Lot of the times, yes, I did trade in my PS3 version of The Last of Us to get the PS4 version. So I have another PS4 game to play, and I wanted to play it on the PS4 to see what changed. How much could they upscale a PS3 game? Who it's already in high definition. How much could they upscale it to the next level?
Okay.
And I was quite impressed with what they did with it.
But the problem here is what you're allowing the companies to do.
I know. I'm fueling the fire. I understand that I'm...
They're going to take PS3 games that have no reason for upscale whatsoever... And this is just gonna keep happening. The double dip, the buy your games twice.
Yeah.
You are one of the worst people ever about this because you have bought every single version of Final Fantasy IV, not liking the game ever.
No, he hasn't. He doesn't have he doesn't have Final Fantasy IV on his phone. That is a thing.
No, yeah, no, I have six on my phone.
Fantasy IV and the After Years are both on the
I don't,
phone.
And I technically... Well, no, I had the complete
Yeah, but
collection.
I thought the Final
Actually,
Fantasy
the After Years on the phone is a lot different. They redid that completely to make it more like the DS version. It's all 3D.
No, I feel like I gotta buy it, even though I don't like it.
See? Yeah!
I don't own the 3DS version. I mean, the DS version, if that makes...
But you did buy it.
You did buy it at one point.
See?
Okay, I never...
See, someone like
never,
me doing that is understandable, because that's probably one of my three favorite...
See, my issue is this. My issue is this. You're supporting this. This
like
double
to,
dip.
I like to see those type of games get bumped up.
And I hate to do this to you,
and
but
I'm
have
okay
no choice. I have no choice but to do this to you now. That also means that if you support... The re-edition of games adding one or two bonus contents so that you can buy it again at $60, You should be a big fan of Street Fighter 4.
Nope, I hate Street Fighter.
But you should be
no,
a huge
I
fan.
I just hate Street Fighter. I'm so burnt out on Street Fighter, I fucking hate it.
Okay, you know, so let's say they start releasing a new version of DOA every 5 months at $60 a pop, adding one character and a couple moves.
I'm not going to buy
it. Maybe a level.
No, that is where I'm going to be a hypocrite. And I'm going to call myself a hypocrite because I'm not afraid to call myself a hypocrite. I did buy the definitive edition of Tomb Raider for my PS4.
Yeah.
I did buy the PS4 version of The Last of Us. I will not continuously buy Street Fighter. I bought Street Fighter 4 when it first came out. I still have it. I did not upgrade to Super, to Arcade, to Ultra. Ultra's out, right? I think Ultra's out.
The newest one I want, because it actually looks like a real upgrade. The other ones haven't been minigamed to me. This one's got, like, what, 7 new characters?
No, I know.
14 new stages.
They added a lot. They really did.
They tweaked the fighting engine so that it's a hell of a lot more balanced.
Did you hear what he just said?
What?
The guidebook for Ultra Street Fighter 4 is bigger than the Skyrim Legendary Edition guidebook.
And
which is ridiculous.
And
makes sense. Street Fighter, even though you hate it, Street Fighter is a professional game. That is not the kind of game
that you play.
That's
probably why I hate it.
That's not the kind of game that you play for, like, 20 minutes and assume you're good. You have to dedicate, play. Like, there are guys that literally fight in the Street Fighter World Tournaments. Their job, they wake up and play Street Fighter 8, 9, 10 hours a day.
Yeah, Bill was telling me this at work that
I'd rather spend 8, 9, 10 hours a day playing a good game.
I think Street Fighter's a good game. Now, see, so that's where we're
going. I hate Street Fighter so much because I just got sick of playing it. Which is why I don't mind playing DOA, because we don't play it that often.
Now, I agree
with... because we can't, because PlayStation is fucking ass lately.
Here comes the...
I bought 3 fucking PlayStations and they've all gone bad on me.
Here is, like I said, the hypocrite part. I will buy upgrades to the PS4 or Xbox One. I need more Xbox One games. But, I will do that if they upscale, you know.
Even well, if they, they're going to be upscaling do that with 360. Halo.
Yeah, Halo. They're upscaling.
All 4 of the Master Chief games are all getting upscaled.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And there's
guess
a difference
what?
Here.
Halo 1 got upscaled from the Xbox to the 360.
And there's a difference
HD.
Here. His argument was that he doesn't understand porting things one generation up. What you're talking about is 2 generations back.
Especially since...
No, Halo, because it just got ported up. So now it's the current gen.
Anniversary. There he's
part 2 and 3?
No. 1.
It doesn't matter because part 2... That whole thing is going to be released as a single pack with updates. Yeah. So that is from 2 generations back
coming
up.
With Halo 3 and Halo...
Well, only
Halo
because 2 of Halo 2.
Halo 2 is going to have an anniversary edition.
Halo 3 is a 360 game.
Halo 3 and Halo 4.
You're right.
Especially Halo 4. Halo 4 only came out...
Halo 3 and 4 were 360.
Yes, and now they're upscaling it to Xbox One. And
the one big thing about the Master Chief Collection that's awesome...
I'm going to have to say... Halo 2 finally gets an
anniversary. All of their multiplayers are being reinstituted.
Yes. Yeah, they're just...
You know,
they're, I think
so
they're just
I can go and kick all of your guys' asses on Halo 2 again.
I think, if I read correctly, I think that out of the 4 games, the biggest game that got the most... Was two because they
because
finally
the
got...
multiplayer was epic.
Oh yeah, I played that multiplayer. Oh man,
anniversary.
I used to have my friends over and I had my brother and we used to system link our Xboxes.
We used to do big LAN parties.
LAN parties.
16 people.
Remember back when people did not need the internet to play games? We used to
invite a whole bunch of people over to my dad's, and we'd all
bring
hook
TVs,
up in the basement.
Yep. Have 4 Xboxes.
And we played the shit out of Halo 2. And
we would make sure that people were on teams according to their TV so you couldn't screen watch and shit like
now
that.
Now, problem is, though, I only had 1 TV. So we cheated. We had 4 players. I'm like, there you are. I know where you're at. And you're dead. But then when we played teams, I tried to stick with my brother because my brother was better than all of us at Halo 2. So if I was on a team with my brother, I usually won.
My brother was awesome
at that game.
I was an asshole in Coagulation whenever we did team deathmatch.
You
remember Coagulation, right? It was the blood. It was a blood gulch upgrade in Halo 2. I would become brown.
Now I like Halo. Like, I'm going to, of course, get...
I would make sure my team was brown team, and I would hide in the rocks.
Because technically...
Unless you were running right by me, you could not see me.
Well, when I buy the Master Chief Collection, I don't have Halo 1, the Anniversary Collection. I obviously don't have Halo 2 anymore. I don't have Halo 3, but I do have Halo 4 on my 360. So, yes, when it comes to double dipping for that game, especially, I will be doing it. But if you want to get technical, I did own Halo 1 and Halo 2 and Halo 3, but I don't have them anymore.
But the real question that he's asking is, where do we draw the line? Because right now...
Street Fighter.
This is... No, because it's happening in every versions of... Like...
Oh, there is also...
This is getting really bad. The new age... This is the Resident only generation Evil. That has ever done this. Like this. Everything.
Well, that
is getting remakes and ports and
upscales. Technically two generations back also.
Yeah.
But in my opinion...
But they completely redid the entire game.
There is one game... that I've been really jonesing to play, but I can't play it because I don't have a GameCube. And if they would upscale it to the Wii U, I would like that. And that's Skies of Arcadia. I've been really wanting to play that lately. And I don't have a GameCube and I can't find the game unless I order it off. I mean, I can get anything
GameCube,
online.
You could probably go find it at pawn shop for $30.
Or I could just ask Bill if I could borrow his. I'm sure.
I don't have it.
I'm talking about GameCube. Like the system.
GameCube, the system. If I needed to borrow the GameCube, I'm sure you might let me do it. If I can't find the game, which you can find anything online.
Go to Amazon.
Anything online, I can play it. I wouldn't mind an upskill of that game to the Wii U.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's a very expensive game.
It is. It's actually, because it was.
It's not on the marketplace.
How many of them were there?
There's only one.
It's not on the marketplace.
Tales of Arcadia, right?
It was originally, a Dreamcast game.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was originally a Dreamcast game they brought to the GameCube, and that was it.
And from what I understand, it's gained a major cult following.
It is a very good game.
As being one of the greatest RPGs ever made.
Oh, yeah.
And because of that, I wouldn't be surprised to buy it on an Amazon. Could probably cost $140.
But was there
I could be very wrong,
no.
But I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Just like Legend of Dragoon.
What?
No sequel. And Legend of Dragoon only gets digital ports. You know.
Well, I see one... that somebody's wanting $170 plus $7 of shipping, and then a bunch of other people for $50.
Okay, but are you on an eBay?
I'm on Amazon.
Okay, now on
Amazon... So this is not bidding. This is, you just say, I want
to
buy it.
Well, technically, Bill wasn't completely wrong when he said that the game could go up to $140, that depending on the person you are.
It might be the new condition of it, too.
Yeah, if that guy has a brand new version, that game's going
to
sell.
Brand new, $130 to $200.
Right there. Bill said about $140.
For a used one... $50.
Oh, right there. Yeah, but you also remember that Bill didn't specify new or used. He just said the game could cost you up to $140.
I'm pretty good about my game prices, dude. I know how the market works because I collect, trade, sell, and buy.
Yeah,
that's
I know. I hunt down some of these things.
I've also been kind of wanting to play Grandia, the PlayStation version, the PS1 version. No, I can get that on the marketplace. That I'm not worried about. I've been kind of wanting to play that.
That's like the game that you brought up. He had a chance at getting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Super Nintendo, Turtles in Time in the box with the manuals, but the guy wanted $100. And he was like...
Don't listen to what I told you, because I told you to pass on.
He was like, is that not worth it? $80.
And I told him, I was like, well, technically it's not worth it, but it's cheaper than what you're going to find. Because the box alone, people are selling it for $70.
Yeah,
or you can get it for $50.
When Bill told me too, when I told Bill, he didn't have to, I mean, he already knew because we were doing that messaging thing, and he saw what we were talking about when I told you to pass it up. We were at work, and next time I see Bill, he's like, people keep telling him to pass it up, but look on eBay and look for the game. So I go on eBay and I look for it. And I'm not finding the game. I'm finding just the box. I'm like, what am I going to do with the box? I'm like, guys, I have Turtles in Time. The box. We can't play it. I don't have the game. But I bought the box for $50.
The boxes sell for like $70, $60.
It was retarded. So
The game itself sells for like anywhere from $45 to $70.
But did you hear what he said?
What?
Grandia 1?
For a brand new copy?
Oh, yeah.
170, you said?
New copies on Amazon for Grandia go between 50 to 180.
Now, on the PSN network, I get it for anywhere between $6 to $10.
You're looking at
$27. That's what's changing the way things are happening now. A lot of these games that have astronomical prices are dropping quick. I had the Black Label Final Fantasy VII, and it went from being $249, and I had a guy offering me $300 because I didn't even have a crack in the case. He was willing to give me $300 up front, and I was like, I can't do it. I can't. I'm going to play the game again. It means too much to me. I can't
work
with
it. What the dicks?
And literally, they release it on the PlayStation Network, and overnight, now you can get it Black Label, $20, eBay.
Do me a favor.
No shipping.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time for Super Nintendo. Brand new is $1,200.
Told ya.
That's unsealed.
Okay.
I mean, that's completely sealed.
I apologize for telling you to pass up on the $100 one. I apologize.
You. Use $60.
In what condition? Yeah. With everything? The manuals,
very
the
good
poster, everything?
Just because they say it's very good doesn't mean it's very good. I could sell one of my games like, it's in great condition. But
you will find deals out there. If you look around, you can find people that don't know what they have or people that just want to get rid of it.
Who need money real quick.
And they'll drop it for like $30, $40, $50. It does happen. But the average price of that game... is nothing short of anywhere from 50 just for the game, not with a guaranteed condition, and up from there.
Well, that dude who's selling it for $1,000 knows what he has, but I think that might be too...
That's ridiculous.
That's too expensive.
But to be fair, he does have something incredibly rare.
Yes, he does.
He has it sealed. Now, if he was smart, he would send it to get graded, and if they graded it at like... a 9.8 or something like that, and then sealed the thing in its container, he could get a lot of money.
Yeah, if he still has it sealed, then that's fine. That probably can go up that high. I wouldn't sell a game, I would never buy a game for that much.
See, now, that is where I think these remasters and re-releases, that's where you need to pay attention. All these game companies need to start watching the markets and see that there are these things out there where, like, if you're able to sell Turtles in Time for that much money, then put the damn game on the marketplace and charge $10. Don't give us a crappy fucking redesigned version of the game that doesn't play anything like the original game.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Reshell my balls.
Yeah, but didn't they make that for the Turtles in Time and also the arcade version, too?
No, there was an arcade version that was released. They just called it
1980s
or something.
Who the fuck is this asshat?
I don't
know. $450 just for the game cartridge alone.
That's too expensive. No. If you would have texted us saying, I found this game for $450, should I do it? I'd have told you no.
I'd have told you
no. Now, if it was factory sealed,
then yeah, probably. If it was still sealed,
maybe
$450. I mean, if you've got the money to blow, then go ahead. Who am I to stop you?
Do I have any other games I should be looking up?
That's right. I was just out of games.
I want to say here and apologize. You probably should have just bought it for $100.
No, I'm just saying.
But
where do you draw the line on this? Because it's getting bad. Like, there are games, like I said, that are not even a year old that are already upscaled, remastered, definitive edition.
Yes, you were right. When Tomb Raider for the Xbox 360 and PS3 came out in March of 2013. In January of 2014, they already had the definitive collection out for the PS4 and Xbox One.
I mean, are you going to be okay with it if they release Final Fantasy 15, you get it, and 6 months later they release Final Fantasy 15 again, and they just put like a tagline at the bottom, Final Fantasy 15, the true story. And all they do is change the very ending? There's a different cutscene at the end.
No,
and
I mean,
looks a little bit better. They add some particle effects.
Well, I was waiting for you to finish because I wanted to know where you were going at. Because if you were like, what if they upscale that? I'm like, well, I don't know how they're going to do that because that game is supposed to be for the PS4 and Xbox One. And
it's going to be for PC.
Is it?
No. That's how they're going to upscale it. It's going to be for PC.
That would be an...
Because they have an infinite amount of graphic power that
would be
an
upscale.
From.
No. When I buy Final Fantasy 15, which you know I will, because I bought all three 13s, I will buy 15. If they do release something like that, where it's like, where you get an extra cutscene and it looks a tiny bit better, I can just look at the cutscene on YouTube.
But it won't look as good.
I don't think I'm going to spend $60 for an extra cutscene in a tiny bit better detail.
Right, but you did it for Tomb Raider.
I'm a hypocrite, man. So
it also came with all the DLC, which he didn't have. So
I've heard of one other
game. But for less money, he could have got the DLC on the version he already had.
I've heard of another game that's getting an upgrade from PS3 to PS4.
What's that?
Sleeping Dogs.
Now, that game's been out for a few years.
That one's been out for a while, and it's a good game.
And it's going to include all the DLC that
So as long as a game is like 2 years old, you guys will buy it again.
I wouldn't mind seeing Sleeping
Dogs.
Like
I said, I'm a hypocrite. When it comes to Street Fighter, I draw the line. I'm not going to buy
the line with fighting games.
I like Street Fighter, don't get me wrong.
Well, wait, what about the Mortal Kombat, like, original ones that get upgraded?
I like Mortal Kombat.
I like Mortal Kombat too, but
like
if they started cranking out Mortal Kombat 2 Arcade Edition, Mortal Kombat 2 Super Arcade Edition, Mortal Kombat 2 Turbo Ultra Mega Psycho Super Edition.
More Blood Edition.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The worst.
No. And then on top of the More Blood Edition, it'd be Mortal Kombat 2 Quentin Tarantino Edition.
That would buy that.
I'd buy that. But I wouldn't buy all the other ones.
If Quentin Tarantino has something to do with it, I'm sorry.
But yes, Bill. I guess to answer that question, when Sleeping Dogs does release in October for the PS4 and Xbox One, yes, I will buy it. I do own it for my PS3.
But it had good gameplay.
It did.
It had a good story.
It actually was.
There was a lot more to do instead of just punching.
But no, I am not buying.
I can punch across the screen.
But no, I am not buying another version of Street Fighter.
So as long as the game has a story and is more than a year old, you'll buy it again.
It's hard. It's hard to explain.
See, it is hard to lock down, and that's what this dude is trying
actually,
to argue.
Actually, no. It's for me. It has to be a game that I like. Like I said, I like...
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
I like Street Fighter.
Because Final Fantasy IV, Shane...
Listen,
you get the same point.
You shut up.
Justin becomes a paladin, you stop playing.
You shut up.
I keep telling you, work on him a little bit, you can keep playing the game.
You
stop the second he grabs that sword and gets a sweet armor.
That's an exception, okay? I do buy more... I buy Final Fantasy IV, and that is... It's not my least favorite one. I mean, I hate Final Fantasy 2 and 5 more than 4.
I think we all hate 12 more than anything.
I will play 4 all the time before I play 12, yes. 4 is...
You hear that?
4 is up here, way the fuck up here, while 12 is way the fuck down here on a scale. I'm sorry.
But if they release a remastered version of Final Fantasy 12...
No.
With an extra content...
No.
Say some new dungeons... Maybe some extra license?
No.
Fix the gameplay, fix the story. Then
no.
You got a deal. All right.
I've had friends...
So, okay.
Hold
now
on.
I'm taking this bet right now, right here. It's recording right now. Whatever people download this is it. Everybody's hearing it. Final Fantasy XII comes out, because it's going to. They will remaster.
If it comes out before 7, I'm going to go and burn down Square
Enix. They will remaster that crappy game. And it will come out on at least PlayStation 3. You will not buy it. They're not going to alter the gameplay. They haven't altered the gameplay on anything except for Final Fantasy 1.
Yeah, because even 2 still had that shitty system.
Yep. So you're not going to buy it. Even if they show the greatest Wong-hardening action scenes ever on the commercials.
No, because I know how shitty that fucking game is.
I'm not talking about you.
And if you do it, I'm going to slap you.
If I knew it, I deserve to be slapped.
Look at him worrying. Like, he can't exactly say that he won't do it. He's sitting there playing with his thumbs and shit.
I can't make that promise. But I don't actually...
The only way Shane will probably buy the HD bump up is if they
give us... comes out in HD.
No, if they give us the actual better version, which isn't much better.
Nope.
You want to know what that is? That's the international version. Which we got for 10.
No, I disagree with you. I think if they release it again, put it in a new box, and tell him that it's HD upscaled, they'll show some commercials and he'll buy it. It could be exact, 100%, nothing different except for the graphics. Here you go.
Oh yeah, Shane, where is Final Fantasy 12 anyways? Bill's waiting on his copy.
That's what I was getting to. I would probably buy the HD upscale because I don't own 12 anymore. Because I lost a bet. I bet Bill my game, and if I won the bet, he gets my Final Fantasy 12, and if I lose the bet, he gets my Final Fantasy 12. Either way,
it's not on the shelf, though.
It's at home. I keep forgetting it because I'm sorry. I know where it's at. It is right out in the open.
You mean to tell me that that's not a game that you think about, that you dream about, that you remember fondly, and...
I remember fondly the main character of Final Fantasy XII, the power button.
I remember when I first bought the game. I went to the midnight release. I was excited for it. I went to the Pekin Game.
So was I. I bought the collector's edition. How do you think I fucking feel?
No, I did too.
You got no qualms.
I thought it was going to be an awesome event because we had people at the GameStop dressed up as Moogles and shit.
Yep.
And it was awesome. I was in line, and the line was long. I mean, we wrapped around the building.
I've never seen that. I've never been to a midnight where people come in costume unless Final Fantasy XII. That was the only time I'd ever seen
it. And, you know, I played Skyrim when it came out. We had people dressed up in Nordic armor and everything else.
The Elder Scrolls are a big deal.
World of Warcraft, I saw a bunch of Draenei.
World of Warcraft is a big deal for millions of people.
So once again, I do not work at a game store, and I've never, ever,
this
ever...
This was before
been,
I worked
I've
at a
never,
game store.
I've never, ever, ever been to one like that, because I don't play World of Warcraft, and sadly, I did not get to go get Skyrim the way I wanted to get it, because I was working.
Sadly, and when you bought your Skyrim, you got it for the PS3, which was having massive issues.
And I didn't get to play it anyway. It was ruined for me.
That happened to me with the first Bioshock, and I won't play it. I saw the ending.
Play Bioshock 2.
I didn't like Bioshock 2. I thought
it's a letdown.
Bioshock Infinite is... That's a great one right there, but not getting into that. But no, to answer your question, though, no, I do not think of Final Fantasy XII. The only reason why, when we get to that talk on our podcast, on our legacy.
Oh, it's coming up.
And it's coming up because
we're on 9.
We're on 9.
I thought we already did 9.
No.
We're on 9.
9 is as far as we made it last time.
Little I care about 9. I thought we already did it.
I'm sorry, 9? I like 9.
9 was
but I don't
want right.
to get into that right now.
We'll get into that
when
later.
We get into 12, I'll tell you my problems with the game. But no, I would buy a upscale version.
Turning it on, that was your problem with Final Fantasy XII.
Well, I played Final Fantasy X and I loved it. I played Final Fantasy X too and I liked it. I didn't love it, I liked it. And I even gave 11 a shot. And I know
11 was
MMO.
Fun until I got stuck at level 25 Red Mage for 6
and
months
when
because
released,
I couldn't find a decent party.
And then when they were releasing Final Fantasy XII, I was so excited. Super excited, waiting for that game. I went to the midnight release and everything. And when I got home, I turned that PS2 on and played it. And I was like, what the fuck? Why is this? What did you do? You were at a high standard.
Sir, head goes on foot.
You were on a high standard with release 10. And then you just kept going downhill.
They tanked it so hard because Final Fantasy XI was a hit. So they immediately...
So they made Final Fantasy XI single player edition.
Yep. That's what happened.
I could not...
Now with super gay main characters.
But if you look at the time with things like EverQuest and whatnot that were hitting up so hard...
There's two characters in 12 I can't say are gay. They are cool.
They kind of felt like that's where gaming was
gay
going.
Gay by association.
They're cool characters in a bad game. I like Balthier. He's awesome. He needs to be in a different... He probably was like, I'm a cool character. Why am I in this shitty game? I would like to go to a different Final Fantasy, please.
He did. Tactics. War of the Lions.
Is he in that game?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I hate Tactics.
So is Aerith.
I don't like the Tactic games. So for me, that didn't do anything. So he just went from one shitty game to another. And he's an awesome character. And so is Fran.
But Shane, Tactics is playable.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. I can play Tactics.
And Boom just goes, oh, yeah, that's true. Tactics
but
is
But to get back to our what's up topic, we always get way off topic on these things.
That's the point to the what's
yes.
up.
This is bullshit podcast.
Get the shit out of the way.
Bullshit the podcast.
Besides watching Dragon Ball Z on Blu-ray and playing Last of Us here and there, I've been looking for an apartment, and I'm getting very close to getting one. Out here where Bill lives. I'm working on...
See, Shane's moving close to you again, and I moved the fuck away. What's that tell you?
I'm a better friend.
That it's going to be real tough to, hang out? I don't know. Yeah. What's it?
Going
to
be easy for us. I'm probably moving downstairs.
I fucking like you guys.
But I'm getting close.
That'd be funny if the lady, downstairs... ended up moving because her house... Because she actually has a house. She's here temporarily. If her house gets finished and she moves out and he moves right there...
The layout
of his house is exactly like mine. So I'm like, where's Shane sleeping? Doom, doom, doom!
Wake up, Shane!
So I walk into that room. Doom, doom, doom! Nope. Walk into the next room. Doom, doom, doom! Shane's yelling upstairs. What the fuck is going on up there?
Stop it! Sleeping!
Yep, he's sleeping in that room.
Wake up, Shane. It's time for work.
I could lay down and put my face up to the heater vent and be like, Shane!
Gotta go to work!
Speak through the vent, amplifies my voice Shane. Down through his walls.
But I'm getting close to getting an apartment. We all got to go see Dragon Ball Z Battle of the Gods last
Saturday.
That
was awesome.
Yes.
That was awesome. That is up.
Okay.
I drove 3 hours that day to see that fucking movie.
Not a joke.
Awesome.
It was an accident. You know how the internet is.
Mm-hmm.
I went over. I typed everything up. I hit publish. I walked away. I sat down. I was doing my own thing. Then it hit me 3 hours later. I was like, did I change my sign-in? So I get up and I go check. And I'm like, fuck it. It's a William Bush video now. It was meant to go up on Reploid Productions, but I didn't sign the account over, so I started uploading. And I was already 3.5-4 hours in, and I was like, nope.
I seen that.
Way to go, numb.
My phone is...
Doesn't matter. So far, I've got us 14 subscribers off the William Bush channel.
My phone is synced to anything, if any news for IGN, Reploid Productions, you. And when I looked at the updates, I seen that your video under your name. I'm not in that video.
I'm not in that video either.
You and me were not. We weren't in that video, but Bill and Scott are.
I had to get the girlfriend and me home, which was an hour and a half long drive, and we were exhausted.
And I was in my emo state that night, so I did not be in that video. But I was there. I watched them film that video. I just wasn't in it. But I seen it was on your name. I was like, oh, Bill, that's not just you, buddy. That's everybody else. That's everybody else.
I was like, screw it. I'm not doing this again.
Then I had an awesome experience just a few days ago. I wanted to go see the AVGN, the movie. And I went to Chicago with Bill and his girlfriend, Michelle, to go see this movie. And we were excited. Because I like the Angry Video Game Nerd, and we've been waiting for his movie for years. So I'm up in Chicago, and we're looking for the theater. We find the theater. I just take the wrong street to get to it, but I know we found the theater. And once in Chicago, you take a wrong turn, there is no turning around, apparently. I could not get back to the street to get to the theater. And the greatest thing in the world happened. My car overheats. Don't know why. Still don't know why. I'm like, my fucking engine is steaming.
The most irritating area ever.
I had to find a gas station,
no stores.
I had to find the first parking lot I could think of, and I just whipped my car in there and turned that motherfucker off, popped my hood, and my antifreeze is boiling like you're boiling water. And the damn thing's bubbling like crazy. And as you guys already know, I don't live in Chicago. I'm not from Chicago. I know nothing about Chicago. I'm stranded in downtown Chicago.
You guys could have called me. I live like an hour-ish away from Chicago.
Technically, if he lives an hour and a half from us, technically he would live roughly an hour from Chicago, yeah.
Especially with interstate, 70 miles an hour, yeah, about
so. I'm sorry, dude, I was so...
Basically, the time it takes him to get to Chicago is what it takes us to get to Washington. 45 minutes.
So I'm not going to lie, dude, I honestly wasn't thinking about you, I was too pissed. So we go walking around.
Bill,
should have heard
you weren't initially
at his mom.
Pissed. You should have thought, hey, we should call Nick.
I wasn't.
No, I shouldn't have, because I didn't know where you lived.
I wasn't.
I don't know where that is. I've never been to where you live, so I don't really know where that area is.
I've never been to Princeton
myself.
It's
north.
Yeah, I've, oh, yay.
So is Chicago. That's north, too.
Oh, thanks for saying where I live, asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know you don't like
Shameless
the paparazzi
in Creve Court
at your apartment.
It's true. They snap all those non-photographs.
I live in Creve Court, Illinois. If you guys would come find me, you may take my picture. I'm okay with that.
Oh, no. We don't have to let them take your picture. It's on the website.
Yes. I'm holding... if my picture's correct, am I the one, I'm holding
I
the Bacardi.
I think you're still holding
I
Bacardi.
I think you're holding Bacardi.
Yes, that was a good night. I shoved that Bacardi bottle down Jason's throat.
I think
Jason suckled that bottle like it was a
I think
fucking
I'm hanging
tea.
Out with Sackboy.
Yeah, you're hanging out with Sackboy.
No, yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, but my, so we're walking around Chicago. I finally find a grocery store. And, yes, I was on the phone with my mother. And because I was mad, I was yelling at my mother, but I wasn't mad at my mother. I just yell, when I get pissed off, I yell at anybody.
I've seen it.
I called the Chicago Police Department.
I've laughed my ass off.
This
you called
something
the police
else.
Department.
Because
you didn't tell me
listen,
this one.
Because if you get, as far as I know, if you get stranded in Peoria and you call the police, they can get you towed.
At least.
They can at least get you towed somewhere.
They won't go out of their way, but they'll give you like numbers for like Chuck's towing.
Yeah, they
and stuff
will they
like
will
that.
At least help you.
They will assist you.
Yes. Now I was in Chicago and I finally got a
Chicago,
hold of
Chicago, they're too fucking busy to deal with your shit.
Because there are two lines in Chicago, one for emergencies and one for
but
non-emergencies.
But you also forget. When I was looking for the number, I found I don't know what, maybe 8 precincts in just around our area. Chicago's got different precincts all
yeah,
over downtown.
It's a big-ass
yes.
town.
311 is city information and non-emergency assistance.
Oh, by the way, I called that number, and all it did was ring, so
yeah.
Yeah,
it just rang and
rang,
rang
and
rang.
Rang
and rang
so I,
and rang.
So I finally, I called the police.
Could have called 411.
That's information.
Yeah. That's you could have been like, towing company, Chicago, Illinois.
But tow to where?
Yet.
We didn't know what we were
I
doing.
I did not know where I was at. Dude, when we were walking to get antifreeze, I had to use a GPS just to find out where the hell I'm at. I did not know where I was at. I've only been to Chicago. That was my first time driving in downtown Chicago. And that will be the last time I drive in downtown Chicago.
What, are you going to swing by my place and have me drive instead?
That's an idea.
Because I have no problems driving through Chicago.
That I will do that before I drive my car.
Also, once you get into Chicago proper, pretty much,
but
find a place to park, take the fucking trains. You will have a better time.
No, we will not have a better time on the trains.
Oh!
They smell like pee.
They smell like piss.
It's better than having your car break down and had to hike 18 miles.
That's a toss-up, I really don't know.
It's kind of a toss-up.
I might...
After you spend 4 hours on a train that smells like piss, you kind of change your attitude about walking.
Mm-hmm. So, we finally get my car.
You got lucky. You said you went down there and had no problems.
I had no problem.
I spent a lot of time in Chicago over the years, and I'm telling you, there's always a bum pissing his pants. There's always some drunk guy
talking
to
himself.
There's always like people that walk around and talk to themselves, and like really creepy fucking people that follow you down the roads and shit.
Maybe it was just because they might be giants were in town. Some magical happenstance,
I don't hit
made
that.
It
good normal day.
I walk a lot of the city. So I don't know if that's what makes the difference. If you guys were going to an area specifically where I literally will wander the city.
Oh no, we were wandering. We just didn't go into like, you know, some of the shadier parts.
We walked around Chicago looking for a gas station, so because my antifreeze,
which found a gas station,
my antifreeze boiled over. I still don't know what happened. I got to get my car looked at, but it boiled over and it leaked all over. But I had no leak in my radiator. I had no leak in the hoses. Nothing. It just boiled over. So I had to go get more antifreeze. So I look for a gas station. I find a Shell's gas station. It's a gas station and car wash. You can't buy nothing. I can't even buy a soda.
Gas station.
Yep. Pumps only.
I walk down the road a little bit more and I find a Target. And then I buy my antifreeze.
A little bit. 1.4 miles. A little bit more.
A little bit more. Well, so we get my antifreeze. We walk back to my car. And then I had an epiphany. I told Bill and Michelle, like, I realize what we do when we come to Chicago. We exercise. We drive 2.5 hours to Chicago to exercise. Because this is the second trip we've made that was a bust.
The first time we went down there with Shane, we got down there and we were like, well, let's go do something. It's only like 6. So we hit the train, we go through some stuff, we get downtown. The city shuts down. It's 7 o'clock. They close everything. Every shop is closed. All the bookstores are closed. All the side markets are closed. All the kiosks have already gone
home.
Which
day of the week
did
you do that?
There's no fucking Saturday. Saturday.
That's weird.
Now,
the whole city shut down. And we were not in a bad part of town. We were in downtown, upscale Chicago. Mm-hmm. Big buildings, lights everywhere, people walking around in fur coats. Nice area.
We were. I don't know if downtown Chicago is like a seasonal place, because when we first went up there, it was in January for Michelle's audition on The Voice. We did not. We walked around Chicago in the snow. First off, stupid ass idea.
Yep.
Second off, everything was closed, so once again, stupid ass idea.
Double yep.
So we finally got sick of it, and we went back to the train to go back to O'Hara Station to take the shuttle back to our hotel. And that was when the P train happened.
Hey, at least you guys didn't accidentally ride the train to the part where it turns back around like Jason did.
We got on the wrong train, trust me.
No. He rode the train, didn't get off in time, and he saw where the trains turn around. When we met back up with him, like 30, 40 minutes later...
That's when we got on the train.
He was terrified.
Okay, we got on.
We actually got on the train in exactly what you're talking about, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, is there's weird stuff going on. There's people that literally, like, they stand against the advertisement signs and talk to themselves, and then if you walk by them, they'll follow you. But they're not talking to you, they're talking to themselves. But they'll talk with you.
But...
So they'll stand like this close and walk, looking at you. And they'll talk to themselves.
I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
And then as they're doing it, you're like, how about you go away? You know, because it's really weird. And then like you'll get to the train and they'll stop. Like you've offended them or something. Like you'll be going on the train and they'll be like... And then they just turn around and, like, continue what they're doing. Like, there's weird stuff. Like, people are broken. And in a city that has literally gotten so bad, and this isn't, I'm not trying to say, like, society's gone downhill or something, but this is real. If you have a DS on the train, don't take it out of your fucking pocket. Don't do it. Because depending on what route you're riding, you might get killed for it. That's real. There was a guy not too long ago who literally was dumb enough to play his DS on the train, and they waited for the... He was on the red line, I believe, and he was dumb enough to play his DS. He hit the stop, the doors open, the guy took his DS and pushed him onto the tracks and killed him. And then they bolted.
Wow.
Over a DS. It is not... At night... Some crazy shit happens in Chicago. You need to know where you are, and you need to be prepared for what's really going
on. The only reason why we didn't run into any issues when we were walking downtown Chicago at night is because it was snowing and it was in winter. Even crazy people don't do that.
No, they were hiding somewhere.
So we got lucky, but But this but the trip we took just a few days ago, we didn't run into any crazy people. We didn't run into any people talking to themselves. We were in the middle of the day. And finally, when we got back to my car, figured out that I don't have any leaks, so I can get the hell out of the city. Because I don't know what's wrong with my car. I got to get back home.
Right.
So we end up missing the movie, wasting our money, wasting a trip. I don't want to go back to Chicago ever again. Unless I take a train or someone else takes me, I don't want
to
go back.
How's this? You drive up to my place, drop your car off.
I could do that.
I will drive us up the rest of the way to Chicago.
But you didn't want to go see the movie.
I didn't have the money to go see the movie.
And that's fine. No, that's fine if you didn't have the money. I
also didn't know what all was going on with it. And then when I was like, I might be able to handle it, I told Shane to get me a ticket. And he never did.
Now that's part of it.
Which is a good thing, because I would have been severely pissed, and I would have told you fuckers, fine, go back down to Chicago, or go back down to fucking Peoria land, I'll just have the girlfriend come pick me up when the movie's over.
I will, for the first time.
I wasn't going to deal with that shit. If I was going to drop $20 on a goddamn movie ticket.
I know, I wasted
I would have fucking walked my happy ass to that movie theater and sat my ass down, probably spent another $10-$20 on a fucking tiny soda and a tiny bag of popcorn.
In Chicago. Yeah, you would be spending a lot.
And I'd be like, damn, best $40 I've ever spent.
Actually, the sad thing about it is I've watched a lot of movies in Chicago, too. Their concessions cost the exact same as ours. Like, it's not like a big city thing. Theaters just have retarded prices. You want a soda? $6.35. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Hope you really, really like that soda. And I'll tell you, even if I don't drink it, when I leave, I'm like, I need this refilled.
Yep. So, when it comes down to it, when I got back home, I talked to my dad, I even told my dad this, and this is crazy coming from me because I can't stand this. I told my dad that after the experience I had in Chicago, I wish I would have went to work. And I hate my job. I wish I was at work. I would have loved to go to work and then get stranded in Chicago.
Shane loves work.
Yes. That day I
more
loved
than
work.
Chicago.
Yes. Love my job more than Chicago.
Oh, you're really going to love it come Monday. Because there's no way they're not going to ask you how the movie was.
Yeah, I specifically took I took Thursday and Friday off to watch a movie and for traveling and everything. And yesterday wasn't a complete waste, but Thursday was a complete fucking waste of my time.
So when they ask you on Monday how the movie was, you tell them, it was really good, or so I hear.
That's what
and just end it like that. It's like, well, what do you mean?
You don't work with us. There's no way he'll get away with, or so I hear.
Yeah, you have no idea. I kind of have, I get a lot of shit at work just because of my mouth and everything. I get a lot of shit at work. They're not going to leave me alone.
Shane, use this as a learning experience.
Grow
from it.
Yeah, I grew from it. Never go to Chicago.
No, I mean all the shit that you're about to get at work, grow from it.
I'm going to get shit.
Learn from it. Embrace the suck.
Oh, it sucked all right. I embraced it as much as I could. But for me, that is what's been what's up for me. That's probably the longest what's up I've ever had.
That is the longest you've ever been a part of.
So
usually you're like, I fucking did this.
I went to work. Slept. I watched TV. I slept.
I jerked the pud once or twice.
I jerked the pud once
okay,
or twice.
I'm sorry. I did sleep. I did go to work earlier in this week. I went to work last week, and the week before, and I go to work every week,
and he jerked the putt.
Once in a while. So, Scott, what's
first
up?
Time in the what's up?
My first what's up. Wow, where do I start?
I'm sorry, I probably, I took too long on my what's up, but,
Wait, is this gonna be, like, a 3-hour thing, because I'm gonna go get drunk, if that's the thing. Oh, wait, I had to work.
Well, considering this is my first time at What's Up, what the fuck do you say in the What's Up? Just what you've been doing?
What have you been doing since the last time we've been filming?
Yeah, since
the last time. So what's been up in the last 2 weeks?
Let's see.
Any cool shit?
Any cool shit? Probably not. Just usual shit.
That's fine.
But, Yeah, I just had my normal one day a week at GameStop, which is bullshit.
Awesome.
I dropped myself down to one day a week because I live an hour and a half away.
Let's see. Yeah, Shane brought up the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Mm-hmm.
We also got to see the Ninja Turtles movie earlier that morning.
There you go. I'll let you talk about that. I'm sorry, I forgot about Turtles. That was great.
Yeah.
Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I previously saw the Ninja Turtles in 3D, before.
You went on Thursday night at midnight, I know, because you text us, and I was mad at you.
Yeah.
I was standing next to Bill when I got the message. I'm like, Scott's an ass.
And then I accidentally had to drop my encyclopedia knowledge on him, because he was like, where the fuck is the Green Ranger symbol in the movie? And I was like, that is the sign of the foot. This was the sign of the foot in the 1980s.
You said that, and I finally looked at the picture. I'm like, that is the exact symbol of the Green Ranger power coin.
It does look similar. When I saw that,
Green Ranger was a foot soldier.
That's what I was thinking. It's like,
shit.
Well, he did start out as a bad guy, so.
Shit. Green Ranger ran the foot. Shredder's like, I'm the leader. Green Ranger's like, yeah, okay, buddy.
Green Ranger's like, these nuts.
I'm the leader, buddy.
But there's like so much stuff.
Shredder's like, oh shit, that does enough.
So much stuff we could go into about the Ninja Turtles movie that could probably do like a separate podcast or video about.
Yeah, that would probably be better.
But after that, let's see. Otherwise, I did see the Dragon Ball Z movie previously from our Reploid Productions group viewing.
I also seen it previously in Japanese on a laptop with Bill.
Nick was there too. Which actually is,
that was epic, except I don't like reading my animes because I miss out on so much.
Well, I didn't think we were going to get it in theater, so I just...
There was a big chance that we weren't getting it.
And with me previously seeing the Dragon Ball Z movie, I had a slight issue with Bill's video posting saying, opening night, Dragon Ball Z.
It was opening night for me, damn it.
For us, it opened on Tuesday. It opened up on a Tuesday. Yeah. We went on a Saturday.
In our area,
it
was opening night because it was the only showing.
No.
Not for me.
On 5, 6, 7, and 9.
The day.
Yeah, I went to the
5th, 6th, 7th, and 9th.
I went to the 5th one.
I thought that was the only showing in the area that we managed.
Every day there was
one showing on the 5th, that one on the 6th, one on the 7th,
well,
one on the 9th.
I could have went earlier week and I had to go.
Yeah, they were showing.
Come back
it was like the 5th and 6th over here in the Pekin.
And then every and then 5th, 6th, 7th, and 9th in Peoria.
Yeah.
But for me and Bill, we were second shift.
In order to get everybody together, we had that's the reason it was posted on Reploid. Does nobody read the fucking fan page? It said showing Dragon Ball Z. We are going on the 5th, 6th, 7th, or 9th. When is people available? And people started writing us in like, I can't wait to go. And the most people replying said they were open for the Saturday, so we chose the 9th.
And then I posted the link for the tickets to buy online.
And he posted the link for the tickets, and I ordered the tickets.
Because I'm pretty sure I posted something in there of I might be able to.
Yeah, you did. So you posted
directly
posted directly on the comment that said 5, 6, 7, and 9.
I don't remember these fucking things. All right, so, I sleep.
The ninth was the best time for us because I don't work on Saturday. So it was the
unless you get forced. Then you work on Saturday.
Oh, no. I told my boss, said, listen, if we get forced on Saturday, me and Bill cannot work. And I got tickets I can't refund. I need to go see this movie. It's Dragon Ball Z time. That is higher priority than Caterpillar.
Giovanni drove up on me and he was like, dude, we're getting forced Saturday. And I was like, you're getting forced Saturday. I'm going to Dragon Ball Z.
I told Giovanni that because I forgot he was going. And I only told my boss about me and Bill can't be there, even though I bought his ticket. I did not tell my boss about him. And so I finally had to go find him, like, listen, you might want to, if we end up getting forced, because that week was just a terrible week. We were busy as hell. Like, if we get forced Saturday, you might want to tell him you can't go because you're going to the movies because you wasted your money on ticket and we got to go. Because me and Bill are not working Saturday, regardless if we get forced. And so he went up there and did it. So, sorry, movie higher priority than Cat.
But other than that, this week, for some people who don't know, I am part of a local theater group, Artistic Community Theater of Pekin, and we had a monthly meeting this Thursday. which case I had to miss out on Rift Tracks Live Godzilla, where they more or less made fun of the Matthew Broderick,
whatever. The 1998 Godzilla
movie, which I actually went ahead and bought tickets for the Tuesday one, which is the encore.
Oh, man, I wanted to see that.
I know, but we work.
It's like seven...
Caterpillar is such a...
We work second shift, all normal weekdays.
Yeah, they only had it 2 days, and it was...
And everything, nothing happens in the morning. Nothing.
Nope.
Caterpillar is an inconvenience.
Everything happens in the afternoon. Like, I need first shift so bad so that I can get my social life back on track. So I can go do something.
I can't do first shift.
If you want to do anything in your life, like see cool shows or go anywhere, you need first shift. Like, second shift is a total downer. You're like, you gotta...
Or you get third shift.
I did third shift.
That would still be a piece of shit, no. Really.
Yeah. I had a little bit more of a social life on third than I did second.
For me...
But I'm not Bill. Bill has a child.
Yeah, yeah. You have a kid. But
I don't.
For the rest of us who don't have children, third shift's
for
not
the rest
a bad
of
thing.
Us, are it would
it's
be better
still
for
a bad thing. It's still that... Dude, that third shift shit, it turns you into a different person. It's so hard to, like, live a normal life when you're trying to sleep in the morning.
When I used to work third shift at CAT, I used to get off at 7 in the morning. I used to be in bed by 9 o'clock in the morning, and I wouldn't get up to like, 5 or 6. So my day's gone. I wake up, I'm like, oh, I gotta be at work at 11.
Right.
So I just watched TV or played games until I went to work.
Yeah, I worked third shifts when I didn't have a kid. That comment doesn't even make sense. For like 4 years of my life, I was a third shifter. And
I only hung out with Bill on the weekends. That was it. Because
I worked first shift. He worked third. He didn't wake up till around 5 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm.
And then when we finally lived together for the first time, I got to second shift. I got moved to second, not my choice. And then he still worked first shift at McDonald's as a manager.
No, Bill worked every shift at McDonald's.
Yeah, because I was working the first.
Bill was working 20-hour days.
Yeah.
Bill would be up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I would still be
and not get home until midnight. I don't know what time to go back in it. 3 in the morning.
That was one of the weirdest job experiences of my life. Like, I got into that McDonald's. We started with 7 managers. Enough to handle more than every shift because we were 24-hour residents. They dropped us to 4 managers almost overnight. I would come in to open, and the guy that was running third shift, I'd shake his hand and be like, let me see the papers. Okay, there's that. I'm going to go count these drawers. Then I'd count my stuff, enter my services, do all my yields, and be like, all right, man, go. He would leave. I would see him come in to start third shift. He would take the drawers over for me. I would go home.
It was a point where when I got off work at 11 o'clock, and then by the time I got home about 11:30-ish, Bill would be asleep. And we lived together, and I hardly see him.
Hell, for that month I lived with you guys, it was like I would see Bill. Oh, he would come home, take a nap, go to work.
You saw him more than I did.
He's seen me, all right. That first night that he stayed and he was sleeping on that chair.
Yes, dude, yes. That was epic. Remember that?
Okay, no.
I was okay.
He doesn't remember.
Oh, wait. That's the one where you smacked me in the face, you prick.
Yes, I was up there.
I was sleeping in the chair after having
a
terrible time.
I will say this was a dick move, and I don't even know. I think it had to have been lack of sleep, working 20-hour days, and like... Knowing that I
Bill
couldn't enjoy
laugh
video games.
At my misfortune,
and sadly,
which is why I was
sadly,
with you guys for a month.
Sadly, it came at his misfortune. But believe it or not, now that it's done
it was
and over...
added on to the misfortune at the time.
Now that it's done and over, now that it's done and over, it was funny.
Nick was going
was
through...
not funny for
it was,
Nick
it was,
when it
was probably the worst time Nick's ever I've ever seen Nick in.
That was actually probably my darkest hour.
And
yes.
I was up... watching TV.
And Bill's known me for a long fucking time.
I was watching
that was my
TV,
darkest hour.
And the only time I see Bill is when he woke up, got ready for work, and he would walk by me, and he'd be like, going to work. Like, bye. I got to see Bill. That was all I got to see Bill. But that day was awesome. I'm watching TV, and Nick's sleeping in the chair. And I'm watching Bill leave for work, and he opens that front door.
And he steps out, and he reaches back.
Reaches back and pops me in the face and slams the door shut in one fluid motion.
Oh, man.
And I popped up. I'm like,
The chair, he was leaning back in the chair. And the way that the door works is he was literally to where his face
was facing
the outside because of the way he was. So I was able to open the door. I stepped outside and drew my hand all the way back and was like, whoop, pa, do, and had the door closed. I was closing the door as I drew my hand back from his face. And as the door was closing, I kind of seen the chair sit up. But I was already gone. I was like, woo!
And I laughed my ass off. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Why, he woke up so quick, he didn't even know what had happened. He just woke up like, what the fuck?
Why does my face hurt? Took him a second, but he realized what happened, and he realized who did it.
There's only one guy in the room, and he's on the other side of the room watching TV.
And because I bolted up the second my face started hurting, I knew it wasn't him because, Shane, no offense, you don't move fast.
Oh, man.
When you just get home from work, your ass attaches itself to a chair or a couch and absorbs into it. Infuses to become one unless you have to piss.
Still do it. When I get home, I sit my ass down like, I just watch TV.
So I knew for a fact it wasn't Shane. I was like, that motherfucker.
And at that time, I didn't
know. He slapped me when I got back. He was like, you motherfucker.
No. It was great. Because I saw Bill pull up because I was outside smoking. So I walked back into the apartment. I shut the door and I slid slightly. Second, he opened the door. Whoop-pow! It's not funny, is it?
It was funny. I'm sorry. It was very funny.
You're sitting there all ragged from work. You're like, you could see
it, like, because it happened to you, if you could have seen it.
It was great.
Dude, not a person.
Do me a favor. Do it to somebody else while I'm in the room viewing it.
Dude.
I will enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, everybody enjoys other people's misfortune.
Shane
especially when they're down on their luck. I swear to God, it's like any time I start getting down on my luck, you fuckers just kick me harder.
Dude,
like,
Shane.
Oh, Nick's down. Kick that bitch.
We are friends, man. That's what friends do.
Best Shane
friends.
Laughed about that
friends
shit.
Friends like you pricks, I might
for
as well
weeks.
Just, you know. I don't know.
Every time I would
wake up. I don't
need
any of these ever again. I got you assholes.
Every time I would wake up to go to work, Shane would just start laughing. I'd wake up and walk out to the living room, and he would just laugh.
Yeah, I got smart after that one, though.
He started sleeping on the couch.
I went to the chair. But Bill wasn't going to slap me. I was awake.
Even the times when I did end up having to sleep on that chair, I, like, threw blankets and stuff all over my head to cushion any impacts. It's like, it's bright in here. And Shane was like, yeah, it's really bright in this dark room with this bright TV.
I'm sorry, my TV illuminates the room like the sun.
Dude, that was hilarious. I'm telling you.
Actually, I think one of the nights when I started doing that, as you were walking out to go to work, you were like, aww. It's like you.
I don't even know what caused it. I was like, I was ready to just leave, and I stopped and like looked back in the room and noticed the setup of the room. And I
maybe
was like,
you thought a slap to my face would cheer me up.
Feel better.
Did it make you feel better?
No, it made me very angry, and then I went right back to bed.
Remember, when you
popped up, I was like, "That motherfucker."
When he got home and he slapped Bill. Obviously, I didn't get to see that. That would have been great
ever of all time.
That was probably the one time you get hit Bill without him hitting back.
It was my fault
because he started. Bill was also like stunned for a second. He was like, "Well, bow."
He probably was like, "What the fuck?" Oh wait,
that's right. I had that shit coming.
And then he was just like, "Ow!"
Good job, buddy.
Go to bed, bitch.
Eye for an eye.
And I sat down and started playing more Final Fantasy 13.
I wish I was there.
Like I said,
you're right though. Second shift, you miss out on stuff. I missed out Bill getting slapped.
But you didn't miss out on Nick getting slapped.
True, no, so I got to see 50% of the slap.
So if you would have been a first shifter, you would have missed out on that because you would have been asleep.
And then when
or
I
were at work.
And then I would have got home, and then when you slapped Bill, I'm like, what the fuck? Did I miss something?
Yeah.
No, I would have been asleep. If I would have missed it because I would have been asleep. I thought I worked day shift.
You would have missed all of it.
And you would have probably heard about it later.
Oh, and that would have made me even more. I'm glad I got to see you get slapped at least.
Dude, the way it was set up is what makes it so funny.
It was great.
It was so ridiculous.
Remind me the next time I go through a terribly dark period of my life,
stay away from us.
Not to live with Bill. I'll move to fucking Texas with Jason. Fuck that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, Jason's moving tomorrow.
Yep, one of the old guys here. The guy, he helped with a lot of the podcasts when we were first getting off the ground. Jason is actually moving to Dallas, Texas, so we won't see him anymore.
Yeah.
Is he planning on coming
over? Well, I'll still see him.
He's going to come over tonight to say goodbye to us, but other than that...
It's like, I'll still see him from time to time.
He said something about making trips up here for holidays because of his parents and whatnot, but I don't know how much will be included into all that.
Well, at least as long as we can say goodbye.
Cool. As long as there's a bar still open, I'm pretty sure me and Jason are going to hang out. Because that's kind of what we do. We go out, have a couple drinks, and sing some karaoke.
But what if the second he moves, every bar just shuts down?
I should be like,
every bar across the country is like, you know what, we're done.
No, only Dallas has bars now.
I'd be like, wow, that's fucked up.
And with no Jason, there's no point. They just start shutting, we're closed signs everywhere.
I'd be like, wow, that's...
I'm going to be a dick here.
That's fucking weird.
If anybody watches our show from Dallas, you're going to hate me, but there needs to be bars in Dallas. It's a very disappointing city.
Oh, no!
For you Dallas Cowboy fans... You probably drink a lot since your team doesn't do anything. Oh, burn!
Oh, yeah.
By the way, now branching off into sports fans.
Yes!
Go kill yourself.
And you guys can tell me, because I live in Illinois, you can tell me the Bears suck. I'm okay, because I ain't a Bear fan.
No, he's a Green Bay Fudge Packer fan.
Fudge Packer, yeah!
I'm not fist bumping that. Nor high-fiving.
I'm
thumbs upping.
All right, I like my team.
I guess back to my what's up. But
timing.
Yes. Other than that, I've been working on the action video game talk episodes. I usually work on two of them throughout 1 week. So it usually takes about like 3 or 4 days to get through one episode, just to do the recording for it and then posting it together. Uh-huh. And I'm hoping to actually get some recorded today. Hoping is the key word.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it for me.
We might be able to, we should have time to do it, right? Before Nick has to go to work.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not too happy about that.
What I've been up to, actually, is a couple of different things. One, I started reading the Star Wars Thrawn trilogy. It's pretty cool. In fact, it's one of the best stories ever told in Star Wars history. Easily one of the greatest
of all time.
And I have all three of them. I have the books, but they were recently redone. Well, not recently, but they were redone in a comic book, a giant comic book legacy, and they put the entire trilogy of the comic books into one thing. So I'm reading it. It looks really good, and it's still very, very true to the original story, so I'm having a good time with that.
Are these two Batgirls fighting?
That's Batgirl and Batwoman, thing that you're looking at. That's I'm also reading the DC 52 Batgirl reboot, and I'm on the second volume right now.
So Batgirl would be Barbara Gordon.
Bastard.
Who's Batwoman, then?
Oh, I can't remember her name right now. She's basically Bruce Wayne, though, all over again. Her parents, basically, family tragedy. She was rich. She made gadgets. She became Batwoman. I mean, it's really...
It's just a female version of Batman.
Yes.
I like Batgirl. I always like Barbara Gordon.
But,
Babs.
You
like the Babs?
Aside from that, I've been... watching the American Power Rangers, I'm all the way up into the middle of space. trying to watch some of that
space
stuff.
Space wasn't a terrible...
Dude.
I don't even remember where I stopped. We talked about this before. I can't even remember anymore.
Making it through Mighty Morphin was difficult.
Don't. Oh, he's got it. He brings it now. Yes! He morphed!
Making it through Mighty Morphin was kind of tough. Watching the movie was cool, but disheartening. There's a reason. When I watched the movie, I discovered something that when I was a kid, it didn't matter to me. Now it does. As I've grown up and I've become a story writer myself...
What, are you talking about random dude?
It is one of the biggest plot holes ever. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie cannot happen. Can't happen. They don't have ninja powers. They've never had them. Not when the movie starts. Because all they do is morph immediately. They don't go into ninjas. So they don't have the ninja powers. So they don't know ninjor. So Rito hasn't damaged their powers yet. They've never fought Tengus. So in the movie, they introduced Tengus for the first time. But guess what? In the series, they introduced Tengus for the first time. In both continuities, they're like, we've never seen these things before.
That's because they are kind of separate. At least with the first
basically,
movie.
It works
the movie
like this.
Is a what-if scenario.
Obviously. It works like this. The storyline where Rito comes down, destroys the Zords and everything. If you take out that story arc and put the movie in, the only problem you deal with is all of a sudden in the middle of a fight, Ninjor will just show up like, Ninjor! And you're like, who the fuck are you?
Ninjor!
Because he'll come out of nowhere. Because you didn't see the Rito. But if the Rito is in there, the movie cannot happen. So the movie is completely 100% non-canon. And that deletes one of my all-time favorite bad guys in Ranger history.
Yes, Ivan Ooze.
Doesn't exist. Never
he
happened.
He is so cool. No, he might exist.
Never happened. He never fought the Rangers. It can't happen.
Ivan Ooze. It doesn't mean he can't exist.
Right.
Just he never fought the Rangers.
Yeah, the storyline doesn't work. Sadly,
Lord Zedd and Rita.
If you want to get real sad, though, here's real sad. When you finish watching Zio, the next episode is a Turbo movie,
and it is
100% canon.
Yes,
because when you start Turbo, they don't get their powers; they have them because it happened in the movie.
The movie. It's weird because I watched. Nostalgia.
Which means the worst friggin' movie, and there's only two, so just to be fair here, but the worst movie in Power Rangers history is the only one that really happened.
Yep. But...
So far, there's only two. There's another one that's... Well, we'll try to
get to it. That is... People are saying it's a reboot, but Saban has already said that they're playing the Star Trek card. That it will acknowledge all previous history of Power Rangers.
And I think they do have a 2016.
July 22nd, yes. 2016. We will use that as a birthday gift.
Yep.
Because my birthday's the 21st. I'll be 28 that year.
That happens every year with him. Every year with him, right around his birthday, anywhere from 4 days before or after, some big movie comes out.
Captain America?
Captain America's going to be in May.
Well, no, the Winter Soldier came out last July, right
around
my birthday.
Yeah, but next year it's May.
Yeah, but he's mentioning...
Or no, not next year, it's
But he's just
for
saying what I said.
Right, big movies happen around... There's at least one big movie that happens around my birthday.
Yep.
And we use it as my birthday gift. Power Rangers!
The last 4 or 5 years, that's what we've done, is go hang out at the theaters.
My birthday gift was Guardians of the Galaxy.
That movie was awesome. It is awesome, yes. My favorite part of that movie, spoiler alert for anybody, I'm going to point that out since we've all seen
it's also on our fan page. Somebody made a Dancing Groot toy and put it on our fan page.
But spoiler alert.
Oh, shit.
The best part of Guardians.
Before my birthday in 2016, I get Captain fucking America.
Awesome. I get Power Rangers.
You can have those fucking Power Rangers.
I get... Nothing.
Excellent.
Because nobody likes to put down movies in January.
Of course
especially
not.
At the end of January.
But, spoiler alert for Guardians, what's the best part? Howard the Duck.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that was the after thing for the Marvel thing, and we left. So Bill probably I guess wishes I didn't miss left. Much.
Oh, you miss everything.
I kind of wish I'd have left. Howard the Duck takes the movie down 2 points.
When we were walking back from the theaters, we ranked the movie, and Bill's like, movie was, you gave it a 4.7 out of 5, and he's like, but because of Howard the Duck, it goes down to 4.5.
Yep, just his appearance. It's all I need is to see Howard the Duck, and look, your score's dropped. If he's a background character, your score drops.
You're hating.
It took me a second to realize who it was when I seen him. Like,
this is a giant talking duck.
My first time seeing the leaked video of him, it looked like he had like 6 eyes at first because of all the dark spots in his head from the big explosion that happened in the collector's ship area.
I am Groot.
It was the best thing in that movie.
Vin Diesel,
some of the best acting Vin Diesel has ever done.
Actually, I actually talked to a friend
just
at
remember,
work.
He learned 2 new words in that movie.
There actually is a...
We are.
From what I'm told, from a friend at work, there's actually a story behind that. The reason why Vin Diesel did Groot is because portraying, even though he only had a few words, portraying something that, like a tree, bring like life, helped him get through that tough time getting over Paul Walker's death. That's the reason why this is what my friend told me, the reason why he wanted to do this movie and voice Groot is because a tree is a symbol of life, and he was having a real hard time getting over his friend's death.
Yes.
So that's why he did what that movie.
Yeah, it was probably being filmed between the little break that they took.
I don't remember the name of the actor, but the guy who played Drax.
Oh, Dave Bautista?
That's the same dude that played in Man with the Iron Fist, right?
Yes, he was the bronze.
That dude is awesome.
Yeah. I don't have a problem. Dave Bautista as a wrestler. I mean, I hate wrestling, but he does do some decent roles because wrestlers are now moving into movies. You know, John Cena did.
That's because they were already actors.
Yes. Yeah,
they act in the ring.
Now, Dave Bautista, I think he did a pretty good job in Man with the Iron Fist. He did a pretty good job in Guardians. I'm not saying he's an Academy Award-winning actor, but I'm saying that he doesn't do better. He's better than John Cena. He's better than Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I've never seen John Cena.
Marine. 12 rounds.
No, he's better than there's the something Miz. Weird about him. I don't know what's going on, but
I've never seen that movie with The Miz in it.
No, The Miz was in like a... Actually, The Miz is supposed to be in the I think, 3rd or 4th Marine movie.
I believe he was in... Yes. I mean, you might be right. But the first Marine movie is John Cena. Yeah.
I've never seen him.
It wasn't terrible.
Most of Cena's movies are more or less playing the same kind of character.
Yeah, and then he was in 12 rounds.
Even when I watch wrestling, I don't know what it is, but he'll come out and then he does this thing where he waves his hand in his face and he just... where the fuck he goes.
Or we could just do the whole Rock version of it. Like, what's this, Peekaboo?
You can't see me. I can see you. Now, The Rock, I think, does do good roles. And that
he's had his moments.
He's had his moments where
they were not good.
Tooth Fairy. Yeah.
Rock is Shazam.
Yes, he is.
Been 100% confirmed.
No. Did he say it was going to be Shazam, or is it going to be like a combination of Shazam and Black Adam?
From
what I understand, he is Shazam.
Okay.
Because they could try to do like a.
I'm hearing Black Adam is something else.
Okay. But
it's going to be Stone Cold.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, I've only seen in one movie, and Bill loved it.
Sucked a dick.
Condemned? Come on. Battle Royale?
No, that is not Battle Royale. Do not give it that damn name.
It's Americans.
It's American urban. Version.
No.
American bastardized version of Battle Royale. Maybe.
Bastardized doesn't cover it.
I've never watched it.
They shit on Battle Royale. They took a big fucking diarrhea, ate pizza for 4 days and held it in shit.
It's what the Hunger Games is. The Hunger Games is essentially Battle Royale.
And it's a 100% better version of Battle Royale.
Yeah, definitely. Hunger Games is a way better than Kingdom.
I still don't think it's better than Battle Royale.
Nothing is
better. But it's a damn better version of Battle Royale.
Nothing is better than Battle Royale when it comes to children killing each other.
That's crazy. It's an amazing movie.
Don't watch the second one.
It's a great book, actually. It started as a book and was so testy.
Didn't it get an anime?
Okay, there was rumor that there was an anime coming.
Okay.
It started as a book. Then over some time, after people finally got to read it, because it was banned.
It's kind of a...
A lot of people did not want people reading that book. It was banned all over the place.
Super touchy subject, you know, children killing each other.
And then after the book... After the book finally touched down and took off, there was a manga and a live-action movie.
The movie.
And the manga's really good, too, actually.
And then they made a second movie, and I promise you the second movie is not that good.
It's not good.
You watched the first
movie. You'd have a better time playing Silver Surfer than watching
The original writer is not the person that tried to continue the story. Okay. So
it makes sense on why it wasn't up to par.
But...
I love that movie.
As I've been doing that, as I've grown older, I want to see where these things came from. And I've always heard about Super Sentai. But when I was a kid and I heard about Super Sentai, I was like, oh, sweet, how do I watch it? Oh, well, you don't. Unless you want to import it.
Yeah.
And then you still can't read it because there's no subtitles because you're importing it.
Because that stuff only came out in Japan.
And I was like, because you got to think, when I was a kid, VHS. My first three Dragon Ball Zs were VHS.
I still own some VHS Dragon Ball Zs.
See?
I still got tons.
So when I was a kid...
I had some Tenchi Muyo that was... Yeah.
Ooh, Tenchi
that
Muyo.
Was, was
I still,
subbed.
I still okay. got the original
but
box, DVD box.
I also, had a
awesome.
Cousin
I
of
Tenchi
mine
Muyo, man.
Who
love
had
I
friends
love
that lived in Japan
more.
That were English speaking.
I'm
but
really
now,
to Tokyo. I don't know why.
Now, with all of the, access that we have... I've been able to finally watch the Super Sentai series.
Yes.
And it is vast. 1975 type of vast.
Oh my god. Bill showed me it.
Henshin a go-go, baby!
Oh man, he showed me it.
He showed me, like, a couple of them last night as he was downloading them while we were waiting on Michelle.
You missed it. You didn't get to see the first. The first, the Henshin go! Big goggles and
my no, but you did show me Speed Racer Rangers.
I did.
That was awesome.
I did see the first Power Rangers that Japan ever.
Go Ranger.
Yes. And when I first seen the Ranger, I look at all the Rangers and I look at the Pink Ranger.
She has a big heart on her face.
And it makes
big
it look like she's
heart.
Got an insect helmet. Makes it look like she's got like a spider helmet because of what it looks like. I'm like,
they change. They're all awesome. They're like, Henshin, go! And then they jump and they turn into ridiculous suit.
The whole
heroes.
Henshin and go-go baby. Bill likes to add that in because that's what Beautiful Joe does.
Uh-huh. When he changes.
I've never
that's
sat
where
down
that
and
comes
Beautiful.
From.
Oh, Beautiful Joe is awesome.
That's where that
we
comes from.
We need to
from.
Go get Beautiful Joe so I can sit down and play.
It's great.
Henshin is to change.
Now,
or transform.
The other day, when we got back from Chicago... After that terrible day, the only positive thing is I got to sit down and watch the first couple of episodes of Zoo Ranger. Our Mighty Morphin, but there's...
We sat down and watched two episodes of that last
night.
I've
seen the first Japanese episode with the English subtitles. That's all I've seen.
We saw the Goblin episode and the Fat-Ass Pig episode.
I have all of it. I have all 50.
I got to see how they started, and I got to see how we changed it, and my... God, did we change it?
We bastardized that poor show.
That wizard? When I seen that wizard, I'm like, okay, you're essentially Zordon.
Technically.
You're a descendant or some kind of version
but,
of Zordon.
But Bill told me that in their universe, humans have been around since the dinosaur ages.
Yep, because we locked up Pandora 170 million years ago.
And then when we got it, we
and there were
away 10,000.
There were tribes. The meteor never hit our planet. Dinosaurs actually died out due to natural extinction. So in their universe, you have to understand, there's another planet in our solar system which doesn't exist for us in our reality. This is taking place in a different universe entirely. The clans of people existed alongside dinosaurs 170 million years ago. They were already fighting with spears and things like that and fighting amongst like dynasty kingdoms and whatnot.
And in our version... When Zordon gave the five teenagers their powers, they were the original Rangers were sealed.
Because when Bandora showed up, there was one chance to beat her. A magical energy drawn from the life essence of different dinosaurs. there's a red tribe who pulls the essence of the Tyrannosaurus and creates a mystical combination which is called the Zoodanger. And the Zoodanger, Tyrannoranger, is created from red Tyrannosaur energy. And his guardian beast, which, by the way, that's not... It is a robot thing, but it's actually mystical. It is alive. There's even a point in the show where he goes to bond with it, and it rejects him.
Yeah, and he goes to jump inside of it, and it stops him and pushes him back down to the ground like, no.
I wonder if that's kind of what they did with the Dino Thunder when they had, like, you know... You had a tribe.
It was alive?
Yeah.
That's what it's like, yes.
Well, so it kind of referenced it in
it was Dino awesome, Thunder then. Because the wizard had to... The wizard had the colored keys, because they were locked away in this other dimension. This, like, he gets in an elevator.
Even without the suits, though, there's something else.
Yes, he goes over there and he unlocks the door for the Black Ranger.
He had issues with the red door, though.
Yes. Remember how General Zod is trapped in the Phantom Zone in that weird thing?
Yeah.
That's kind of how they're sealed in that weird thing. And when he unlocks it and he summons them, the Black Ranger comes out, and then he goes...
Whoosh!
Then he goes down the line, and then when he gets to the Red Ranger, he's like... When he gets to Ginky, he puts the key in the lock, and he turns it, and it breaks! I'm like, oh, well, those are 170 million-year-old keys. I can't imagine that. You're lucky you unlocked the other four!
Yeah, the keys got a little age on them.
So he sends the other four Rangers to stop Bandora.
I'm gonna try to call the law.
The Red Ranger is so strong, he wakes himself up.
Before you continue this, Blue Ranger's name is Dan.
Dan.
Black Ranger's name is Bush.
May is the Pink Ranger. And then the Yellow Ranger's name...
No, don't say yellow yet. Keep going. Red, Geki. G-E-K-I.
Geki?
Geki.
We always called him Ginky.
I did originally, too.
If it's Geki, it's fine.
Green is Burai. Now...
The Yellow Ranger has the best name of all.
In America...
Yeah, we know the Yellow
Ranger... The Yellow Ranger was a girl who wasn't really a girl because when he transforms, we use that American footage, and of course it's a guy.
Yeah.
Now, here's the most ridiculous joke in the history of mess-ups here. The Yellow Ranger's name in Japan is Boy.
B-O-I. His name is Boy. Now, if I would have watched this series before I watched our series, I would have known. But I didn't know. I really didn't. I was a kid. When Power Rangers first came out in 1993, I was 5 years old.
Off to the Yellow Ranger.
I liked Trini. I did. I liked her.
And, dude, the Black Ranger's voice defines epic. Mama the Ranger!
When they morphed, and it was like the Red Ranger from his first. He was like Tyranno Ranger. And then he was like, Mammoth Ranger! Like that, dude, you're already awesome.
Dude, he was so unbelievably...
Then he got
like, his voice is so deep and filled with epic.
Tricera Ranger, Tiger Ranger, Terra Ranger.
Oh, it was Tiger, not Sabretooth?
It is a Sabretooth Tiger, but it is a Tiger, so Tiger.
Saber Kitty Ranger!
Meow! And when I watched the Japanese footage, because that is all their footage, nothing stock or nothing... And I've watched
a lot that we mess out on. And somehow we managed to turn very competent bad guys...
into dumbasses.
Just...
Goldar.
He has a really crazy name in there. His name is like...
Oh my god,
Gunaga.
Like a badass. And he is a badass. We changed him to a bitch.
Now, didn't they also announce that we were going to get an actual DVD release here of...
I have heard that, I don't know how confirmed it is, Shout Factory
is
teaming up with Bandai to actually release Zoodangers just like they're doing with the Power Rangers series, so you'll have to buy it in a set of two to get the 50 episodes, but I've heard that it might come in a box set where you can get all 50.
But it won't be as huge as the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I'll watch it because I wanted to see the changes, like, when Bandora showed up, I immediately seen that she was sealed 170 million years, not 10,000 years. Second,
when she comes down to our planet,
she actually moves skyscrapers,
running people over, like killing. She kills thousands.
She lifts a skyscraper up in the air, and everyone's like, "Whoa!" And then it comes back down with Bandora's castle on top. And I was like, okay, now she's right there. Okay? And you remember that part where you see Goldar flying in our version and she's riding the bike?
Like, yeah.
That stock footage? You get to actually see that.
That was in, like, the little dome thing. In the
Yeah. And then, and then they show her palace on the moon.
That's because when the Zoodanges first wake up, they invade her territory.
Yes,
and she is so powerful, they weren't expecting that. Where they kicked in her door, and when they walked through it, they were all of a sudden on a beach, and Ghosh was like, "Hold on! This isn't right!" And all of a sudden, like, the river, like, came up, and it turned red, and this weird screen thing came out of it.
And she was
And she, like,
magic
came out of the screen and blasted this magic and almost killed them. They fall over. And as they're trying to get up, she puts her hand through the screen and fires all this electricity. And they're like, "We gotta get the fuck out of here!"
She leaves the city and keeps her base on the moon, or castle on the moon. Thus, where we took that footage, and we just keep her on the moon. But there was something that we didn't do in our version that they did in theirs. I didn't notice it because they didn't do it in our version, but there's a sign in front of her palace that says Bandora's Palace.
Yep, Bandora Palace.
Yeah. We didn't put Rita's palace or Rita's castle, but...
Well, Rita's castle would have been ripping off a children's show.
What? Rita's castle?
It was a children's show.
Really? That's interesting.
I thought that was Eureka's castle.
No, it might have been Eureka. Yeah. I could have sworn it was Rita's castle.
It was Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay, alright.
But...
I don't know if I remember.
They could have called it Rita's Palace. But
I've slept a lot since my childhood. I don't remember a lot of it.
But watching that series and watching that first episode and seeing the changes, like, when they wake up, they all have their, like the black...
Their actual
weapons. He has his axe, and then he has his blades, and he has the lance. But then it was funny when I seen May, because she was fighting, and she always carried this one arrow, but she had no quiver. I'm like...
Managed to shoot three golems.
I'm like, so when you shoot somebody, do you have to run and grab your one arrow?
Which we call them putties. They're actually golem warriors.
Yeah. And she
they're not nearly as bitchy. Because, like, in our series, we use them so that they can get beat up on by the kids in, like, every episode. In theirs, they show up, but they don't show up in the same sense. And most of the time, when you see them, they have to be fought transformed. Because
they are
powerful golems.
And it was neat to see the changes. The fact that the wizard, I don't know his name. I'm just going to call him the wizard. When he got on that elevator.
His name is like Barazar or something like
when
that.
When he got into the elevator and started pressing some buttons and it took him to a different dimension.
Floor 2000?
Yeah. Where he where the zoo rangers slept.
I think he first seen as like a Jander type person.
Yes,
though.
Yeah, he's been hiding
it
amongst
really,
us.
It really showed how strong the Rangers were because when he unlocked the four Rangers, but he broke the key for Geckis, and he was like, "You need to go. I'll deal with this. Go," because Bandora's about to kill children. She trapped him in.
Oh yeah.
She trapped him in that. She shrank their space shuttle, and she was and in their version. Squat and Babu, they were a joke in our series. But in their series, they were... It makes me not like Babu more.
They're like evil, torturous creatures. They delight in the torment of children and people. So they won't just kill you. They find elaborate ways to make you understand you're going to die with no way around it. Like,
they
trap the zoo
rangers. Your soul tastes better.
Yeah,
so they're more or less like the two henchmen of Hades and the Hercules Disney cartoon.
They even trap the zoo rangers in a cage and then set fire around the bottom of them and then hook them up to this chain and he starts spinning them, literally cooking them alive.
And then they gave him an hour before because they were burning a rope with a magnifying glass to drop this heavy ball on the shrunken space shuttle where the children are at.
And Bandora keeps looking in the windshield and she's like, "Show me your tears!"
Didn't they show like a bit of that in the English version?
There was a
bit of it though.
Yes.
You see the small shuttle.
Yes.
But I thought there was like a rope being burned and stuff.
Not that I remember.
It wasn't in the same sense.
It might have been in a different episode, though.
But when the four rangers go to save the kids and they get utterly overwhelmed, And the fact that Geki himself is so powerful, he wakes himself up.
Wait, isn't that the episode where, like, they all... Or the one that we ripped off, wasn't that the one where they all summoned their Zords, but only the Tyrannosaur fought? Because the others didn't even have theirs?
The second episode, I believe, when they were fighting...
In our first episode, we go straight to the Megazord and fight Goldar, like,
yeah,
quite literally in the first episode.
No, I mean the enemy that came from the... The shuttle one.
The shuttle episode is that skeleton guy. Remember? He trapped them.
The skeleton guy never grows. He's killed in the alt dimension.
Yeah, that's where our space shuttle in our version was.
But the skeleton guy wasn't he like
because
the second
they,
or third
they
episode?
They took him to another realm
second,
and they had to get him out of this tree.
I believe he was in the second episode because I remember our first episode we fought Goldar.
Yeah.
And in the second episode, the only person that summons his Zord is Geki.
And he does it by accident.
And he jumps, and he tries to jump into it. And it sends him flying back to the ground.
Actually, that's like episode 6. The second episode, he does get his Zord, but it just shows up out of nowhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, we skipped that one.
You were seeing episode 6.
Yeah, I got confused.
It took till episode 7 to see the Megazord. Daizujin.
And... when you watch them in the cage getting tortured by, I don't know their names, so I'm going to use our American name, Squat,
right.
And the creepy guy that still bothers me.
Squat Babu.
Babu scares me, and now in that Japanese version, he creeps me out even more because of his voice.
Yeah, he has a crazy
voice.
He's
assuming Babu
I don't,
is the super
Babu,
fat one.
No.
Or he's a really skinny one.
Babu's the skinny one.
Bill believes
ape that, with the monocle, the flying monkey with the monocle.
Bill believes that because of Wizard of Oz, flying monkeys scare me, and Babu scares me. But Goldar is literally a flying ape, and he doesn't scare me. But Babu scares the shit out of me.
He's a monkey.
Dude, he freaks me the fuck out. I don't like how he looks. I don't like how he sounds. I was watching our version at home, and every time he showed up, I literally, I got a chill every time he showed up on the screen. Like, I don't like that guy. I don't like
Wizard. If only he could have actually been a bad guy. Shane would have been like, somebody kill him.
I would be like, please die, please die, please die. He creeps me out. But getting to see the changes from their version to our version was an eye-opener. A lot more happened. We just took, we had to come up with a story to have the kids fight outside their suit. No, they fight putties. Then the second they transform, obviously, I didn't know when I was 5 years old that we took stock footage. But I clearly see now when I watch it, nowadays, I'm like, I'll sit there and be like, not stock footage, stock footage, not stock footage, stock footage. And I'll call it out when
what's that? Wait, it can't be. Can it? Wait, is it? Oh,
yep, it's stock footage.
Stock footage. More stock footage.
And even now, even with our Super Mega Force, we still use stock footage.
Oh yeah,
we have not done our own shit.
I'm waiting to see what they do with Gokaiger.
Then he showed me. This was at work, I believe.
I showed you the first episode of Gokaiger.
Now I'd never seen the first episode of Super Mega Force, but I don't know what is going on. But I know they're pirates and they come to our planet looking for treasure. And it's amazing because when shit starts hitting the fan in the city, there's explosions going everywhere. And the four other Rangers, they're like, when an explosion comes, they're like falling down. And the Red Ranger is standing there like, I'm so bored.
Dude, he's epic.
An explosion like literally like 2 feet in
front
of him. Blows
his cape, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like blows up like 2 feet in front of him. And he just stands there like he's bored. He's mad because they blew up the restaurant they were eating at.
And he was attempting to eat curry for the first time.
And they blew up the restaurant, he got mad.
It was a gag, though, because even after the restaurant's all blown up, he actually looks over the counter and he says, Sir, does this mean I don't get curry?
And he's like, and the guy, I can't remember what the guy says, but
he's like, are you kidding?
I don't think that's like a priority right now.
And the Red Ranger's like... And he gets up, like, if I'm not eating, somebody's fucking gonna pay for that.
when I watch them walk side by side, the pink, blue, green, and yellow Ranger, they
The way they were dressed, they kind of could have, like, blended in to the crowd.
But not him.
He was wearing Captain Morgan coat. Yes. And I'm like, you are clearly the captain.
It is most epic.
You are definitely a pirate. And, like, he was just so badass. Because these monsters were attacking these children, and they have flintlock lasers.
Yes. Flintlock lasers.
Their gun is
a flintlock original.
I want flintlock laser.
Dude, it's so awesome. Yes.
And they,
he shoots the crap out of that dude when he's not even trans. He's not even a ranger. He's just like, bam, 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 bam,
and
bam.
They, you know, in our version, they'll shoot a few times. Not in their version. They're like, bang, bang, bang. I don't give a fuck. Bang, bang. He'll keep,
you're going down.
He'll hold the damn trigger. But then when they transform, they're fighting. And they're like,
you gotta watch out about holding the trigger, though.
And they're like, and they're fighting, and they're like swinging all over the place.
They're insane. And they're like switching weapons, throwing weapons. Like one dude will have two swords, and he's like, bam, bam.
He'll throw it to the other guy,
and he'll see a problem ahead of him, and he'll be like, whoosh, and throw the sword back. And the red guy will be like, bam, 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 and throw that. And as he throws the gun, he'll catch the sword. So now the red guy has two swords, and the blue guy will grab this gun.
And
while he's in the middle of cutting another guy, so now he has gun and sword instead of two swords, and he'll be like, bam, 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 and shoot the guys that are far
away.
They're
all nuts. They
have the most awesome synchronized fighting style of any Ranger show I've ever seen.
Then they did something that, that was the first time I've ever seen it, I would not know what was
going
on.
There's no way we're getting that episode. There's no way, because they can't possibly
because we know how the Super Mega Force are. They have the powers of all the Rangers that came before us. They can transform into the past Rangers
in key mode.
Well, in the key mode, they pull out a key that they found scouring the universe, and they turn into the original Power Rangers,
the Gold Rangers.
I've seen this.
And then when I see,
you mean the first,
the very Gold first Ranger.
Okay,
and and Bill's like, we're not getting that episode because if they did that, kids would be like, who are you?
Yeah. they can't make that reference.
So if we get that, you'll see the original Mighty Morphin Rangers. Because that's all we can do. Because that's our first series.
I've seen the Japanese version where they transform into the Zoo Rangers.
Power Rangers, ever since Mighty Morphin, you know, Zeo was alright, Turbo was bad, I did like Space.
Turbo was
awesome. Lost Galaxy, and Time Force was sweet. I like Time Force. And I did like Dino Thunder. But then they started getting terrible. But then when they showed the new Super Mega Force and they were pirates, I'm like, really? We're running out of ideas? I seen the Japanese
version. I laughed out loud when they were like, they're going to be pirates. I was listening to a podcast and they were like, the Super Mega Force is coming up. And I was like, okay. And then like, they're going to do this legendary war and this and that. And I was like, okay, okay. And then Linkara, which was, they were doing like a history thing, he was like, well, aren't they pirates? And I laughed out loud, literally, in the middle of the hole while I was picking apart. I was like, fucking pirate rangers, the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we watched that. Well, let's see, they've had ninjas, they've had samurai, they've had
shoguns. And the samurais were bad, and the ninjas were
awful. They had race car drivers twice.
But the American versions won't exactly be pirates, they'll have the costume of the pirate people.
Right.
It'll just be the
Japanese
version. The Japanese were actually space pirates. Like, we're talking like...
They came from space. They just flew their ship.
They're in a giant ship.
They just flew their spaceship.
They sailed the seven space seas to get their asses here.
And they just flew into the city like nothing of it. And they just dropped anchor and jumped down. All these guys were like looking up, and they got on top of a building with a microphone, and they were talking like, we're looking for treasure, blah, blah, blah. And people were like, we don't know what you're talking about. He's like, we heard there was a great treasure here.
They didn't come to help us.
No.
They came because they were going to rob us of our wondrous treasure
our
planet holds.
And the Red Ranger, the only reason why they helped us is because the Red Ranger seen that these kids were about to die, and he didn't like that. Though they're pirates, even pirates have a code.
He didn't like that they were going to murder these couple children that had no way to defend themselves at all, while at the same time, he was irritated. The only reason he went outside
was because
Curry was no longer a priority.
But then when he seen those children about to die, he was like, bang, 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 and he just, this monster's like, what the hell? Dude, you're going to have to show me this.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
It is.
Gokaiger is so awesome.
Watching the Japanese version, Pirate Rangers are cool. Watching Super Mega Force, not cool.
I'm wondering. I haven't seen anything of it.
The only reason why I want to watch Super Mega Force is because I want to see Tommy Oliver come back as the Green Ranger. I want my Legendary War, and it's not going to be as massive as theirs.
Holy shit. You see some of the Legendary War in the first episode of Gokaiger.
And they had many Rangers.
The crossover special I saw was these Pirate Rangers teaming up with another set of Rangers, but they were fighting against the...
I know what you saw. That's not even close. The Legendary War is all 38 seasons, all 38 Power Ranger teams that have ever existed in the Super Sentai series throwing down. It is outrageous.
For us?
You see them standing there, like the camera keeps panning back and panning back and panning back. And panning back, and there's just Rangers upon Rangers upon Rangers upon Rangers. And in the middle, in the dead center, there's the most ridiculous guy you've ever seen by our standards today.
You look at all
Double Rainbow Ranger?
There is original Go Ranger 1 standing in the front leading the charge.
He's leading the charge, but when you look at all the other Rangers' costumes, he stands out the most.
With his ascot and his big V on his red chest, with his goggle eyes.
You did show me that picture.
You look at it.
I made fun of the ascot.
No, that's not even Go Ranger. It gets more ridiculous than
that. You look at it and you're like,
I thought that was the only ones that got ascot.
That was 1979, what I showed you.
Oh, boy.
But when we do our Legendary War, it's going to be for the 20 years that we've had Power Rangers, and they're not going to be... It's not going to be every Ranger.
Mostly the American ones.
Space Rangers, they're going to only have two of them. Instead of the six, it's going to be the Blue and Pink Ranger coming back. So TJ, the guy who played TJ,
I'm okay with that. I like TJ.
And the girl who played the Pink Ranger is coming back to play her role.
Well, they kind of can't get Trini back.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah, but they could get the girl who played Aisha.
The Ranger itself can be there.
The Ranger, yeah.
But a lot of the problem that you're going to see, some of them don't want to come back. And I don't know why. Like the guy that plays Zach Walter, he could come back. He still looks great.
Yeah.
But he and
Billy
can't. He's stuck on a planet.
Yeah,
forever.
David Yost. I don't know.
Because if
think
he leaves
he will
the planet,
come back.
He dies.
Well, technically,
he's stuck on
Aquaman.
Yes, but he will not come back. David Yost won't
Jason
do it.
Jason could. The actual Jason.
No, Austin St. John specifically said at the last Morphicon that I watched, the live stream Morphicons, and the last time they talked to Austin, Austin said, they were like, would you consider wearing the gear again? Would you consider just for one episode being the Red Ranger? And he's like, there's something about a 40-year-old man in spandex that makes me say no.
Well...
So he does not want to do it. And yet, when they talked to Jason, David Frank, he specifically said, as long as I can fit in that uniform, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
He said, I've given nothing but respect to the show. He said, I support my roots. I know where I come from. And I know that the show gave me the life I have today. So I will continue to support it. He said, even in its darkest age, when nobody was talking about Power Rangers, when I would go do interviews and they would be like, what was it like being on Power Rangers? And I would tell them that it was still on the air. The newscasters would be like, that show is still fucking on? And he says, even then, he was not willing to step away from it. If he's 60 years old and he still fits in the damn spandex, he's coming back. That's what he said.
So, and he's going to give back in his Green Ranger
In our Legendary War...
Instead
of the Go Ranger leading the charge, he'll be the only Mighty Morphin Ranger, and the Green Ranger will lead the
Which
charge.
Which is weird, because in the Legendary War, the Red and Green fight side by side in all the stock footage. So how are they going to explain that one?
Because if you remember...
They'll just get somebody to wear the suit.
All the forms that Tommy has had, too. That's going to be a question right there.
No, because I've noticed weird things like that. Like Jason, he comes back in Forever Red. How'd he do that? He gave his power to Rocky.
If you remember in that episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers when Jason, Trini,
it's a time war!
Transferred their powers, because they were different actors in the suit, when they transferred their powers over, they left still in their suit.
Yeah, they still have...
And he still had his morpher.
Which means, even if you're liable to say that maybe somehow that sword copies energies, well, then that means that there's two Red Ranger powers, but it opens up another plot hole problem. When the Ranger powers were destroyed, they were like, up, we're screwed, and nobody ever stopped to be like, well, wait,
there are actually, that other coin.
There are still three morphers that are active. There's still a red, black, and yellow Ranger that can be utilized right now today. If they will just mail us their fucking power coin, we can get back in business.
Even when the Mighty Morphin power was destroyed, Adam in space was in an episode. He was training Carlos on
He had a crack.
But he didn't train. He didn't change into the lion. He didn't thunder change, and he didn't ninja change. The ninja. See, this is gets real complicated. The powers were altered to be thunder. Then they were remade to be ninja.
But when the original
power coins are not destroyed. They overcharged. There was a power fluctuation that
which cracked his morpher.
Yeah.
And in that episode, he's down there. He's trying to teach Carlos what it's all about to be the Black Ranger.
The ninja coins were specifically destroyed by... it gets super... Here's what happened.
Didn't
Ninjor creates the ninja
like
power.
Or something like
Ninjor,
that?
Ninjor creates the ninja power. They then... turn into the ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during that time, they can use the power of that ninja to hop back into the next power. They can remorph back into the Power Rangers because they use the new coins to substitute for the old broken coins. When Adam comes back, he doesn't have ninja powers. They're destroyed. He Mastodon changes.
That was a really cool episode.
From the original coin.
Because he was down there. Him and Carlos were down on Earth just fighting.
Just like a broken phone or a broken tablet will sometimes work.
And when,
it doesn't work well, but it works.
Time, but
it was a really cool episode because when the enemies come down, Carlos morphs into the Black Ranger, and he's fighting, and he's getting his ass kicked because he's by himself. He's surrounded. And Adam's over there, and he watches, and he looks down at his bag, and he picks up his morpher.
And
Alpha's there. He's like, don't do it. Don't do it. He's like,
it's a damage. We don't know how much.
He's like, I can't sit by. So he's like, it's Morphin time. He's like, Mastodon. And he turns into the original Ranger. And he goes over there. He kicks some ass. But the power is unstable. So you'll see that he'll be fighting. All of a sudden, he'll fall to the ground in pain. And you'll see that the suit starts disappearing. And then fading out. And then fading back in. And he gets back up. He's like, I gotta keep. And he just fights through the pain.
Oh, kind of like that stupid candle.
It that candle has a
stupid fucking candle.
Yep.
What happened when that candle was doing stuff? I remember that candle did something along the same lines.
Yes, it detached Tommy from the green energy, but did not actually destroy the green energy.
Yeah.
She was looking to take it back, and as long as his life force was no longer tied to it, if she could get a hold of the coin before Zordon could pick a replacement, she would get the energy back.
And in the Japanese version, the candle kills Burai.
Yes.
Flat out destroys the power, kills him completely.
And in the American version, there was a clone made
of Tommy Oliver,
which was given the Green Ranger power from Rita, because she did get it back.
And that's when you see the
White Ranger. No, there's a weirdness to it. That's a very weird stipulation. Lord Zedd, this is what I think is really going on. It took me a long time to piece this together. Rita did not make the Green Ranger power. Now, the coins have, this is going to be ridiculous. Everything that I have ever seen says that for some reason, Zordon and Rita found themselves at a stalemate of some sort, and they did a coin toss to determine, this is going to be ridiculous. They did a coin toss to determine who would get the coins.
Out of the six coins, Zordon won five of them.
She won one.
She got the green one.
So, in her rage, she attacks Zordon, cripples his body, causing him to be stuck in this time warp thing.
But at the same time, with the last bit of his power, Zordon traps her in the dumpster.
He uses the last of his power to seal her away in the dumpster, like, take that, bitch!
Bitch, put me in a tube, I'll put you in a dumpster!
Yeah, so now she's stuck.
I live in a tube, you live in a trash can!
So oh, she's
with
stuck.
Space! With she's a monkey, a baboon, and you're, it's crowded in there.
With all your little crew.
So that's what happens to him. Now, because of that, he always knew that when she got out, she might be able to be dangerous. But I think that Lord Zedd... I think Lord Zedd manipulated the green power.
After 10,000 years of being stuck in there with two monkeys and a weird gold-plated dude...
170 million years,
I think Lord Zedd manipulated the power.
Zordon doesn't exist in the...
No.
Because we're talking about Zordon right now,
Lord Zedd specifically says, when they get the White Ranger, in the series, they capture the White Ranger for something. I can't remember exactly what was going on. I think it was during the Kimberly storyline, where they were going to kill her.
Right, for the Falcon got captured or something like that?
They end up, he says, word for word, soon I will have the Green Ranger back under my control. There's no way they made a mistake like that. So they had something planned that they never followed through, but the fact that he says it makes you believe that he can manipulate the green energy and give it to somebody else should he ever find a way to do it. And more proof of this is presented when Tommy's link to the energy was broken and Lord Zedd was able to steal parts of it into a crystal and re-manipulate that energy to make 5 Dark Rangers. Now, the story never gets off the ground. The Dark Rangers never do anything, and they look ridiculous. But it proves that even though Zordon knows something about these coins and knows how to manipulate the energy because he advanced it to the Thunder Stages, Zedd also knows how to mess with this energy. He can make Rangers. He just needs a catalyst. He needs the green energy in something that he can feed off of. So the coin was a way for him to use the green energy, and he gave it to Rita.
Which was actually really cool about that episode. Those episodes.
Which also explains where the coin comes from when they make another Green Ranger. They make a clone of Tommy, and if Zedd is able to simply bestow green energy, then all he had to do is the wizard makes a clone, and he's like, there's my Green Ranger again.
That one's dead? Hold on a second.
And it was really cool. It was actually cool to see the White Ranger and Green Ranger fight, to Tommy's fight, and you got to really see why the green was superior. He couldn't beat him. No matter how much he tried, the White Ranger was
not. And because they only used stock footage, the White Tiger Zord got its ass rocked so hard.
Yeah, Green Tommy summons a Dragon Zord, and he's like, and he summons a Tiger Zord, he jumps in it.
And he's like, sorry, I'm gonna have to put you down!
Yep, and he turns into the fighting mode, and he's like, and you know how he grabs those orbs from the back? And
the
he puts
finishing
in,
move.
And it shoots out of the chest. He shoots his ultimate attack at the Dragon Zord. And the Dragon Zord just walks through it.
Literally walks and through then he, like, the strongest and attack he has.
And then he's like, tail whip. And he whips the tail at the Tiger
tail
Zord.
Tail whip! Slap!
He hits the Tiger Zord. Tiger Zord falls down. The White Ranger goes, ooh! Right, yeah. Falls right out. Tiger Zord done. Can't get up. It's like, it's crippled.
One hit. One hit from the
Dragon Zord. It's undefeatable.
But Zordon specifically mentioned that the White Ranger is stronger and made from pure energy, so it can never be manipulated.
Yeah, once Tommy
and
took,
that shit
got the
flew
white power,
right out the window when the Dragon Zord was like, "Oh, better than me." Whip one when, time, not even an actual attack. Tail whip. Bang.
If you look,
didn't even turn on the little spinner.
Decreased his defense by 5 points.
If you look at how many times Tommy got corrupted by evil in that series, the second he got the White Ranger powers, like Bill said, Zordon mentioned, he can no longer ever be controlled by evil because
he went Zeo, and then the white energy was no longer present.
Yep.
He was feeding off the red energy, and so red energy could be manipulated by evil because he became an evil ranger again.
Which is when he got brainwashed, I think, in Zero.
It's not completely the same thing. Tommy does turn.
Tommy has been corrupted by evil multiple times, and in Turbo, he's like, I'm leaving.
Kind of like
Kane from Final Fantasy IV.
It's a little bit like Kane.
Constant brainwash.
Oh, maybe that's why Tommy's my favorite Ranger.
Uh-oh. Tommy's my favorite Ranger, too.
Probably because Kane is my...
I don't want to get into this. All right, Kane. No, I'm just saying. It's like... I was using that as
a reference.
It's a good reference.
That was a fine reference.
Kane gets brainwashed a lot. 15 billion times throughout Final Fantasy IV.
Probably why...
He's like...
I need to hang out
with my friends and do good deeds for the world. Oh shit, brain control.
So
fuck this, you, I stab you now.
This is quite literally becoming our longest one, but I do want to finish this. I want to say what I have been doing, because we just went into a Power Rangers tirade.
So this is a what's up dash Power Ranger talk.
Yeah. But it's funny because I want to
end it. Bullshit the podcast.
I want to end it on a Power Rangers note because... I wanted to fucking play Power Rangers. There's no play in Power Rangers. The games are horrific. There's two good ones on Super Nintendo. There's two good ones on Super Nintendo, one good one on Sega.
I played the one on Sega, which was a side-scrolling beat-em-up. I beat that one. That one I thought was a good game.
That was Power Rangers the movie.
Yep.
No.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Power Rangers the movie on Sega? Sega.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the only one they got.
That's the one I beat.
That's the only one they got. Literally the only one they got. They got another one, but we try not to talk about it because it's one of the most terrible fighting games you can ever play.
Worse than Battle Arena Toshiden 2.
Hey, you shut up. That game is amazing.
It's a terrible game.
It's amazing to watch other people play.
That's true.
But what happens, I go and I start looking for games. I download a couple games. They suck. I find one guy who has a game I want to play. He's not releasing it. He made a Mugen, a Power Rangers. M-U-G-E-N, all dots. You ever seen a Mugen? They basically take the fighting engine from Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh, that stuff. I remember that.
Yeah, and it's actually been released on PS3 now.
These guys make all kinds of fighting games off this engine. And I've seen some really, really, really good ones. Spider-Man and DC versus Marvel and whatnot. Some great ones that you can download that are their own games. This guy's currently working on the Power Rangers Mugen. And it looks awesome. I've seen a couple of the fights. He's got like an evil ranger who's like a shadow. And he keeps turning into other Rangers. He primarily looks like the green, but he looks all shaded. And as you're fighting, like, parts of him will break off. Like, he'll hit you, and, like, another thing will come out of him that looks like the Yellow Ranger or the Blue, and it'll, like, do, like, a deal where it brings up the staff, and it'll stab you or something like that. And I was like, man, I want to play this game. And then he was like, nope, that's my beta. And I was like, well, when's your finished product? Like, how long am I waiting here? And he was like,
when I get done.
He never gave me an answer.
He probably doesn't have an answer to give.
And I was like, come on, man, I need it. So, couldn't get an answer from him.
Throw that man some money, Bill. Maybe he'll work on it.
So I go looking for some RPs. I found a couple. I tried. Man, some people...
God-modding pricks.
Yes, some people, when they RP... they god mode like crazy. And where I prefer RPs that are storyline based, these guys are just like, they just tap something as fast as they can. They're like, they'll be like, my guy says this, he says this, he says this, says this. They just play by role. All you do is type in what your guy is saying, hit enter. Type in what you're saying, enter. Type in what you're saying, enter. And when you want to do something, you do it quick. You be like, if you're going to make an attack, you put a star. And then you say, shoots green energy, your guy falls down, star, enter. That's it, it's done. I got killed in the RP because he was like, I was like, I did this attack, and then right after I did it, like, he just somehow didn't get attacked by me at all. He was like, I grabbed the green ranger and teleported him to a dungeon. And I was like, what? What just happened? So I'm like, so I type in, I'm like, poopy, in a dungeon. So right after that, he's like, he says, no one can enter this dungeon unless they are true evil. So it goes to this other guy. Now things get ridiculous. People start coming in to help me. Trini comes in. She's like, don't worry, I'll get you out of here. And he's like, now you're trapped here because I'm evil.
Here comes Kimberly. Don't worry, I've got this. Now you're trapped here because I'm evil. So people are coming in, and he's just like, nope, you're trapped, because you got to be evil to get in here. If you come in here, I automatically get your powers, and you're just trapped in here. And I said, then me and you got a problem. And his guy goes, why? And I said, because my energy was created from darkness. I'm seething with evil energy. And even if I'm not evil, I'm not trapped here. So I break my chains and go for my dragon dagger, and he's like, I break Green Ranger's neck, you're dead.
And this is why I don't play games on forums anymore.
So I died.
Because I tried to sit down and play and it
lost my Green Ranger power.
Could have went in there with the White Ranger and he'd be like, oh, you're evil. Like, oh, no, if you know White Ranger can't be corrupted by evil.
No, because
you're trapped there because that dude's evil.
Yeah.
Because you aren't evil, you're trapped in there.
And he automatically starts draining your power.
Oh, well, that's terrible for them.
It's all right. I would create two Power Rangers, and one would be the Devil Rainbow Ranger,
can't
and
do
the
it.
Other one would be
can't
the
do
Brown
it.
Poo Ranger.
Not allowed. Mm-hmm. You have to go through this forum leader to tell him who you want and everything like that, and he has to confirm it. And the only reason I got involved in that fight is because...
I would give that guy $10 to let me make
I went to a couple
guys.
Things. I went to a couple things, talking with a couple characters, and this one character asked for my help. She was playing Kimberly. I talked to her twice on the forum already. I was trying to get myself into their game. And she was like, we're being attacked by Trent and this Neo guy, this evil Neon or whatever. And I'm like, are you in trouble? Do you need help? And they were like, yeah. So I go out there, I get my computer, I open it up. I'm like, I'm about to throw down. So I beam in. This guy kicks Trini right in the chest, knocks her down, hits Kimmy in the face, and then does this sword slash up across her, and she falls down, and I beam in the middle of them. And I specifically typed in, I was like, I come down, half-formed, crack the ground while landing. I expel my energy through my shield to look like lightning. It sparks off of my shield and comes down across the ground, and I stand up and look directly at you. And then I'm like, so I type that in, and then I'm like, I don't know who you are, but these are my friends. You won't touch them again. And this guy's like, I shoot white energy, you topple onto the ground.
Yeah. That just...
So I'm like, hoorah, defeated!
It was great, because you came down with an attitude. You're like, I'm like the greatest.
Oh, God! Hey, it's Wolverine.
Oh, no,
the
it gets better. It gets way
X-Men
better.
Cartoons.
It gets way better. Right after that, I'm like, okay, all right, that's fine. So we're just supposed to fight as fast as we can. This is like a speed fighting thing. So I'm like, I do this, I do this, I do this. So I'm throwing down punches and kicks and doing cuts and shooting lasers. And then he's just like, I'm dodging it, I'm dodging it, I'm dodging it, I'm dodging it, I'm dodging it. And then he's like, now it's time to show you why Tommy wasn't enough to kill me. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I killed your master. And I was like, that's a lie, you lie. And all of a sudden he turns into the Green Ranger. Boo-doo! And I'm like,
That's weird because that shouldn't happen.
I'm like, how'd you get my power? But I had only enough time to ask because this other dude is like, stand back! He's like, this guy's too much for you. I have the ability to turn into all sixth I have the ability to turn into all sixth Rangers ever. He's like, wow, he becomes a Green Ranger. And I'm like, no, wait. There's fucking three Green Rangers. And then this other dude comes in, and he's like, my power is the power of morph copies. And he's like, bow, Green Ranger. Now there's four Green Rangers sitting here brawling. And then that moment happens where all of a sudden he's like, I grab the Green Ranger and teleport to the dungeon. And, dude, the forum lit up. They were like, which one? Which one? Which one? Which one? Which one? Which one did you take? Which one? Are you talking about Bill? Which one? Did you grab this guy? Neo? Which one? Which one? Which one? Who did that? Who did Neo grab somebody? Which one? Which one? Which one? And I was like, well, maybe if there weren't 37 people trying to play this one forum game at the exact same time, all being the Green Ranger, we wouldn't have this issue. So, and then he was like, I grabbed Bill, and I was like, well, poopy, I'm in a dungeon. Because I have no idea what's going on anymore.
And then he got his neck broke and died.
Yeah. So I started my own forum game.
Yeah, that's the one you've been playing
where
with
Scott
and Spencer?
I have a lot more control, and it's story-driven, which means unless you have an actual story line, you don't get in. You can't just be like, I'll break your neck, you're dead. Doesn't work that way.
Templeton slash
so,
neck,
Bill,
done.
If I decide to join that RP, can I just make the Devil Rainbow Ranger?
I don't know what even be.
No, no, you'd have to base it off of an actual ranger.
What does it mean, though?
So far, we're on episode 3, and it's going really well.
Bill is the gold ranger, Scott
and
is the white ranger.
He is the weakest ranger of all. Right?
I'm the
Spencer's
weakest of
the
them.
Green ranger.
Because my energy, unlike theirs,
also be a pink ranger.
He is also the pink ranger.
Unlike their energy,
I called the red ranger for whenever I jump in.
My energy is perpetual.
My Mighty Morphin.
You can't just say I call the red ranger.
When I morph,
there's like a billion of them.
If I morph and I'm only at 70% power today, tomorrow my 70% power is stronger than what yesterday's 70% power is. When they morph at 100%, their 100%, what it was today, that's what it is tomorrow. They are at a set power. They'll discover more attacks and become more inclined with their power, but the gold increases energy until it kills the user.
Which mostly we've been doing like basic kicks, punches.
Right. Well, we've done things like you have access to Saba, and you've driven your motorcycle, but haven't transformed it yet.
Motorcycle.
And,
which I've done as a drive-by on the recent monster we've been having.
The recent monster
is... Black motherfucker!
Drive-by Saba?
It's kind of what he did. He drove by...
See me rolling.
I had the swords, and it's like, okay...
Yeah, he took the dragon dagger, and he drove by the monster and does like this skid cut across the monster.
Are you swinging a baseball bat?
Dude, he's...
Well, actually, I was originally thinking about maybe like trying to join them together at the end and like...
Cracking
like,
mailboxes.
Do like a...
The Saba!
The enemy is ridiculously powerful, and we're only 3 rangers, and we're fighting a monster that's no joke at all.
What did we get him down to? We
brought him down to 42%. And we were decimated. You were at like 30. You were at 35 before the explosion happened.
Then it was like 29.
The explosion took me down to 12% and took the Green Ranger down to 14%. It dropped you like to 28 or something like that.
The White Ranger's proven to be the strongest. He's like, I'll take it!
No, because all Bill has to do is survive days.
That's really true. But as it starts
but
right now.
The problem is. The more days he survives, the shorter his lifespan
the
is.
The more the gold power kills him.
Yep.
Because
but I don't
those
know it.
Days that he spends are
nobody
no longer
knows
there.
It. In fact, we're about to have something happen in the story that's going to be a game changer. Because this girl shows up. And she was somehow able to track
morphing her ranger energy. Radar.
She came in and she
beep,
was
beep,
like,
beep, 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 beep. Hey, I found
in,
it!
She got in there.
I got all 7 rangers! Let's summon Shenron!
She got in there and she was like, I take it one of you guys is the ranger, and I tried to cover for Jace. I got up and I was like, that's me. I was like, I found this guy in the chaos. And she was like, that's weird because this device just led me to him. And I was like, well, fuck me. Because now she knows
and then,
that I'm one.
And then I show up. And it's like, oh, hey, oh, wait, I'm still in Ranger
But she
form.
Just said that what she has an ability. She has an ability through these wristbands that she's created where she understands the energy. She's studying it at a scientific level. So she is about to transfer her energy into us 3 to try to get us up to 50%, to try to take herself only down to about 25 or 75. And she doesn't realize what kind of strain it's going to be. She can give her power to those 2. I am not morphing power. I am perpetual energy created by the Zeo Crystal, the most powerful force ever introduced in all of Power Rangers. Because the Zeo Crystal does nothing but get stronger every single day.
And then we left off in the episode morphing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's about to transfer power, and it's going to take a lot more from her than she realizes to power me. Because I'm not morphing energy. I'm different. But it's been really cool. We're 3 episodes in.
It's going really well. I created two villains so far. Dark Wizard Alchemist, known as Tastar. And then another guy whose name is Six. Real simple.
Can we say that the wizard came from the moon?
He's like a rotting fleshy zombie thing.
Six or the wizard?
Six. He's missing a good portion of his face. It's basically all skeleton. He has a device here on his chin that talks for him. And one of his eyes is still there, but it's in like this weird mechanical apparatus so he can see. The other eye is not there at all. He has a giant staff that sits next to his chair, and his flesh is literally falling off of him, and there's a mechanical skeletal apparatus that's around his bones.
So he's like
that's basically keeping him alive. There's another guy.
So instead of brain exposed Zed, you have everything else exposed.
The other guy that's walking around in there that's most important, his name is Nine. And there's a point to the numbers. There's a reason that I'll bring up later. But he's essentially in a gigantic, like, you know Big Daddy? Well, there's like this big thing, like this open area where you can see him because he's walking around in this giant mechanical thing, and he's like a scientist dude, and he's basically a rotting flesh zombie skeleton thing, but he's in that embalming fluid inside of this iron lung. He's like walking around in basically like a giant scuba suit,
and it's filled with that
crap.
He's a big...
Does he have a drill arm?
No.
Oh,
but he is somebody that we can end up fighting with later on. They are real bad guys. And Six, even though he looks broken, all he does is sit in this chair so far, and he tries to move as little as possible. He basically sits there. You'll notice every storyline I've said that he sits in the chair, he sits in the chair, he sits in the chair. The most he ever does is after a while he'll get irritated.
And
he'll tap his fingers. He doesn't even try to raise his voice half the time. Most of the time when things are going down, even if they're not going his way, he'll be like, do this. Do that. That's bothersome. I don't like bothersome things. And then at one point, Tastar crossed...
Break Green Ranger's neck.
Because Tastar, the only reason that he enslaved the Mars, but the reason Mars is not destroyed is because he needs us. His alchemy relies on life force. So he's basically keeping us alive like cattle. He kills so many of us to create the monsters. The monsters we're fighting, the lizard men, they're created from actual people that lived on my planet. They could be your brother, your sister. There's no saving them once they've been transformed.
Your douchebag boss.
When you brought up lizard men, the first thing that came to my mind was that old Late Night USA Dynaman episode that I saw with the Lizard of Oz.
But there was one point where Tastar, because he said he had this sick, he told Six, he was like, you've been here for 2 weeks now, and you haven't managed to catch a single one of these rangers you said you would catch. And he was like, I have a plan for that. I'm going to release my monster in the middle of your city and destroy as much of it as I possibly can, and the rangers will come to me. And he's like, he gets mad. He stands up and he's like, you're destroying my livestock. He's like, I will not allow it. And Six actually stands up for the first time in the whole RP. And it didn't happen until almost the end of the second episode. He stood up and he grabbed that cane, and Tastar went silent. And he was like, do not assume us equals in this venture. If it was up to me, he said, do not assume us equals in this venture. He says, you're lucky I didn't simply wipe your planet from the face of the galaxy. He's like, the only reason that I contacted you in the first place is because it would have been bothersome to fight both you and the Gold Power. And I do not like bothersome things. So sit down, shut up, and let me work. And immediately Tastar was like, yeah, that's cool. I'm out.
You know what? I think I'm just going to go over here now and shut the fuck up.
Because Six made a deal. He said, stay away from me, don't cause me problems, I need access to your military forces, and I will destroy the Gold Power. But I get it. It's mine. He'd been dealing with a Black Ranger. The issue, the Black Ranger power is still somewhere on the planet. Don't know where. Because Tastar had claimed that he killed the Black Ranger. And he's like, but did you take his morpher? And he's like, take his what? And he's like, if you didn't take his morpher, he's still alive. He'll simply pass the power to someone else. He says, when I kill the Gold Ranger, I get his trinket. You can have the green and white. That doesn't mean anything to me. Because as far as Six is concerned, if he got the gold energy, he's already dead. He'll simply amass the power for eternity, and it can't kill him again.
Because he's already dead.
So he'll just get stronger and stronger and stronger for the rest of forever, until there's no force in the universe that can possibly stand against him. But Tastar doesn't know how the energies work. He assumes, well, this is a killer deal. I'm going to get two energies, and he's going to get one. So he's letting it happen. And that's the RP that I've been running myself. I call it Power Rangers Rebirth.
All right.
This has been a What's Up 5.
Two and a half hour. What's Up 5.
It's been a good one.
We have been long-winded and talking.
We haven't hit the two-hour mark in a while now. It used to be every one of our podcasts hit the two-hour mark.
Then we stopped going on random psychotic tangents.
Actually, it got worse. Because the times when we were hitting the 2 hours, we were just talking like the Final Fantasy Legacies. Because we used to do like Final Fantasy 7 and 8 in one cast.
Oh, yeah.
But this has been that, and we have other podcasts to get to, so,
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.